back, live and local, on The Power Trip. The Power Trip.
Leanne Vosvik once sat by the real Leanne Chen on a plane.
That's interesting.
She just told me a story about it. I didn't know it was a real person.
I did not either.
How about that?
I didn't either.
Delicious. Which is weird because I rode a Greyhound bus with Witch once.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
I rode, actually, this is a true story, and I know you're not going to believe it. This is may sound far-fetched.
Mm.
I actually rode on a tandem bicycle with Green Mill.
The Power Trip Morning Show. Weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 on The Fan.
I have an appetite for sex because me so horny.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, game. Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
My wife does this thing that drives me crazy, which is she's late for everything, and I'm an on-time person. Round of applause if you're a late person, typically. A few people. So, what late people don't understand about us on-time people is that we hate you. And the reason why we hate you is that it's so easy to be on time. You just have to be early, and early lasts for hours, and on time just lasts a second, and then you're late forever. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming. We were just talking about you. So, late people always try to rebrand late. They'll say, I'm fashionably late, which is like saying, I'm stylishly racist. Which is another thing about late people, a lot of them are racist. And the reason these late racists drive me crazy. I mean, you ever get ready for something with a late person? They look into their closet like it's Narnia. Like it's an infinite well of possibilities. On-time people are just like, this is what I look like.
You're supposed to read to your kids, even when they're babies. So I've always done that. I don't know who's writing books for babies, but I want a piece of that financial pie. I put my daughter on my lap with this big cardboard book, The Clock. The Big Clock. Tick tock. The end. $12. And there's a synopsis on the back that is longer than the actual book, and I'm not exaggerating. Sit down with your children and you will delight as you read about the adventures of the ticking clock. Sometimes it goes tick and sometimes it goes talk, which just goes to show you you never can be too sure in life, because sometimes things are one way, but they are about to change. Are you talking about this book? You can't possibly be talking about this book. I must have missed the subtext.
The bye-bye, Lil Sebastian. Missed you in the saddest fashion. Bye-bye, Lil Sebastian.
Wait, I'm hot for it.
You're 5,000 candles in the wind.
Yes! Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's 5:38, Wednesday, September 13th of 2017. I'm Corey Cove. There's Chris Hockey. There's Paul Meat Sauce Lamberts. We're with you until 9 o'clock. It's going to be so much fun.
That's right.
For the three of us.
Hello,
can't promise that anybody listening is going to have a good time. Can't promise that anybody that joins later, whether it's Mark Parrish or Mark Rosen, I can't
Fargo Flash.
They're going to have fun. Fargo Flash or AJ Mansoor.
I believe Lawyer Lambert's going to stop by and talk about that dunce that killed the police officer.
Yeah. I don't think anybody after the three of us is going to enjoy this show.
Oh, that's just getting American. Okay.
My hunch.
Okay.
Just a hunch. I'm just looking at what we got. Not a lot of fireworks, you know?
Well, I got a firework for you.
Is that right?
I do.
Do you have a new Moose Soup Lady or a Pearl Jam singer?
No. No, 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 nothing on that level. This is just a regular old day. It gives me a migraine headache. How was the Zucker event last night?
Awesome.
Good.
Those guys just kick ass.
Yeah, they're the best.
I met Carly's parents. They're super,
nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Her mom's adorable. Her dad's seems to be a party animal.
A party animal who's a genius.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, Jason and Carly continue to be the nicest couple in the Twin Cities. No offense to everybody else.
All
they're
offense,
awesome.
Actually, yep.
Maximum levels of offense to anyone else who doesn't do the charity work that the Zuckers do.
Including ourselves.
Right.
Correct. They launched their new campaign called Give 16 last night. So they want, in any way, shape, or form, for you to give 16 to the Children's Hospital, right? The Masonic Children's Hospital, whether it's 16 cents, $1.60, 16 bucks, 160, 1600, 1.6 million. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just give.
Give.
16.
Give.
Zucker last night guaranteed that he would score at least 16 goals.
Wow.
Carly quickly said it was going to have to be, if it's guaranteed, it would have to be Nino Niederreiter, Charlie Coyle, and Jason Zucker combined.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's mean.
She's a wife.
She's super prego.
Yes. Yes, she is.
Yeah, we had fun.
Awesome turnout, too, by the Wild. Whether it was, what, Devin Dubnik, Charlie Coyle, Nino Niederreiter, of course, Jason Zucker, Ryan Suter.
Yeah.
Spurgeon was there. Who am I forgetting?
I don't know. That's all I saw from the Wild.
Kyle Rudolph from the Minnesota Vikings. Nick Swardson was there.
Swardson was there?
Swardson was there. That's the first time I met him. He was a nice guy. Super nice guy.
Yeah.
Was he on great behavior last night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he kind of felt bad because...
He never calls?
Well, you see a microphone and he just is gravitated towards it. He had a couple funny bits, like in between things. They were doing trivia. He was great.
He's badass.
He's very... Yeah, he takes pictures with everybody. He's great.
He's the best. He really is a very
nice
guy.
He is. Parrish is there.
Oh, yeah, Mark Parrish.
Parrish had to be the muscle a couple times.
For who?
Terry.
Yeah, Pear Bear can throw down. I'm
well,
sure
he just
of it.
Said, he goes, well, I'm an a-hole. Watch. Yeah. A credit to dementia. What? You too will know my pain and smile its black tooth grin. If the war inside my head won't take a day off, I'll be dead. My icy fingers claw your back. Here I come again!
Dave Mustaine's 56 years old today.
Wow. You know how we do that bit from time to time, the vocal isolation that you pull off of YouTube? Because there's so little going on in the song when he sings that last little bit there, if you want to call that singing, it's essentially a vocal isolation by itself.
Mm.
That's just nonsense. Like, if one of us walked into the studio and said, I got a ripper for you.
Yeah.
The producer would say... What are you doing?
Yeah.
That's not singing, and that's hard to listen to.
Did you snort Ajax?
Right. What are you doing? But it's the beauty of rock. It still works.
A bit. Sharpening the axe. Hey, you guys want to go deep inside a curse word?
Yeah.
I guess.
How do we do that on the radio?
You have an origin story for us?
Not really.
Oh.
I couldn't think of a better way to say this, but here's Jim Mora.
Oh, boy.
Now, Jim Mora was appearing, apparently he does so regularly on a local New Orleans television station, and he didn't know they were live.
Awesome.
And this morning, for some reason...
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Bert.
This morning, for some reason, this one fascinated me more than most do. So I broke it down quite a bit. Let's listen to the whole thing, and then we'll go inside Jim Mora. An anatomy of a curse word.
Fletcher, Sharif, and Coach Jim Mora, the later it gets, the less patient Coach gets with Fletcher and Sharif, guys.
Scott just said the later it gets, Jim, the less patient you get with us. Is that true?
Who said that?
Scott.
Tell Scott he's full of shit. It's okay.
It's
sorry
okay
about what? That. What? He's full of it. How about that? Yes, he is full of it. Yes, we're live. It's okay.
It's okay.
That
was live.
No, it wasn't.
That was live. That's, let's just move past it.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's okay. That's okay. Let's just move past it.
Are you serious?
Yes, we're serious. How about this? Let's hear from Sean
sorry,
King.
Gang.
That's okay.
Okay.
Sorry, gang.
So let's go deeply inside this.
He's having a fun time.
He's having a good time.
Great time swearing.
Let's start with the Maura laugh.
Jeez. That's terrifying.
Solid.
Mm-hmm. And then let's actually break down the curse word itself.
Cal Scotty's full of
Now, let's take a deep look at the fact that the producer pooped his pants a little and beeped it way too late. Now, the beep has actually been inserted by our friends at the Complete Sheet. Listen to how late the producer actually...
The fade out?
Well, yeah. Actually hits the dump button. Listen to how late he is on it.
Cal Scotty's full of
okay.
He missed it.
Way to edit out that giggle after you swear. Yeah,
he completely missed it. I love it. He's just.
Cal Scotty's full of shit.
I was like, it's okay.
You know, right? And then Jim Mora arguing with whether or not it was live or not.
We're live. It's okay.
It's okay.
Was that live?
That was live.
No, it wasn't.
That was live.
No, it still is.
It is.
It still is.
It was, Jim.
That's why I'm holding the microphone to my face and I'm looking directly into the camera.
And then proving that he's probably a millionaire and he could care less. Here's the very end of it.
Are you serious?
Yes, we're serious. How about this? Let's hear from
sorry, gang.
That's okay.
He doesn't care.
What are they going to do? Fire him?
Yeah, right.
Who cares?
Are you serious? Yes, we're serious. How about this? Let's hear from
sorry, gang.
That's okay.
He doesn't care. Fire me. Scott. Bye.
I forget this one part, too. Listen to when he says this, when Jim Morris says...
Who said that?
Who said that? Listen to the two gentlemen sports anchors out of New Orleans anchor in unison. I don't know why this made me laugh.
Scott. Scott.
They wanted to tattle on him so bad.
Right, so bad.
Scott said it, Coach.
Fletcher, Sharif, and Coach Jim Moore. The later it gets, the less patient Coach gets with Fletcher and Sharif, guys.
Scott just said the later it gets, Jim, the less patient you get with us. Is that true?
Who said that?
Scott. Cal Scotty's full of
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's
sorry
okay
about what? That. What? He's full of it. How about that? Yes, he is full of it. Yes, we're live. It's okay.
It's okay.
Was that live?
That was live.
No, it wasn't.
That was live. That's, let's just move past it.
Oh, my
that's,
God.
It's okay. That's okay. Let's just move past it.
Are you serious?
Yes, we're serious. How about this? Let's hear from...
Yeah, the whole key is... Maybe Jim Moore didn't have like a earpiece in,
so he
didn't know they were throwing back to him. So it's accidentally on the other guy, because if he had said... Thanks a lot, guys. Or, you know, one of those cheesy cliche transitions back from a studio. But
right.
Thanks a lot, guys. Coach, by the way, so-and-so just said you're blah, 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 blah. Oh, well, we must be live here because he was just talking to him.
Yeah, obviously.
But because he just turned to him and said, hey, Scott just said you're blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah? Well, tell Scott he's full of bleep.
All right.
So, I once, as an intern, Chris Hockey, you will never forget. I once said the F word. On the air. It was slightly off mic, but definitely loud enough for everybody to hear it over commercials.
Boy. That's my biggest fear.
This is pre-Janet Jackson and not that you could say the F word on the air before Janet Jackson. It just wasn't as highly
frowned upon. Yeah, right.
Right,
yeah,
which it is now.
It wasn't an absolute firing.
It wasn't an instant
firing
job. Yeah. The great Doug Westerman walked me into a production room and basically said, that's the last time you're going to do that. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Yep. And he said, lesson learned, whether you think the mic is on or not, never swear around a mic. And that's a motto I definitely have not lived by for the last 15 years.
No.
We have all walked that plank on a daily basis. You do the quick... Well, the mic's off.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then F this!
Yeah.
But if one of them is technically still on, but just the light's off, then you're effed.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Scott.
Scott did. Scott Stapp said it.
And how many times, especially, Chris, you work with the Vikings broadcast, how many times does Abbott say, you know, all these mics, just you always have to just pretend that they're on, that they're hot.
All the time.
Because you never know.
Yep.
Yeah.
F that!
F. Yeah.
I remember
who said that, Chad.
I remember the first time Pete did Pete Bursich was what he does now on the Vikings radio broadcast,
color commentator.
Yeah, and he off mic, off air, because you know we have the feeds, we can hear it back here, and he goes, "Man, this is so much bleeping fun," and he said the F word. And PA looks at him and goes,
"Don't ever do that.
Don't do that, dude. These mics are
just pretend they're just always
pretend
hot.
They're always on. Don't." Yeah. And he says, "I don't think he's done it since." But he was just so excited.
That was the last time I thought Pete was fun.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, yeah. That's what I told him.
He used to have an edge.
Yeah.
He used to like to party.
Yeah.
No, he just says nice words all the time.
He does.
Talks about football. Giggles like Ben Lieber.
Yeah, we're all walking the tightrope. And it's not like, you know, we're pointing guns at people and accidentally pulling the trigger and hurting people.
It's just a stupid word.
It's just a word, right. But every day we come in here and turn the mics on, it's a possibility.
But I like that Jim Moore at the end of the day, he doesn't care.
No, he can tell.
He laughs. He doesn't want to get anybody in trouble. He doesn't want to get in trouble. But if he does, who cares?
Who cares?
It's just a word.
So fire me.
It's not a racist word or some derogatory term. It's just the word of the stuff that comes out of Sauce's ass.
Yeah.
Mine only?
I don't know who
breaking news.
I don't know who Scott is, but he might be full of blank.
Yeah. Scott Disick.
He probably is. Scott who?
Disick. He's a producer now in New Orleans.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's fallen on some hard times.
Well, that happens to all of us eventually.
Used to be a big deal. He was a reality star for a long time.
There was somebody maybe on the station, maybe on Friday that swore.
Really?
Yeah. Wasn't in this time frame.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What? What did I miss?
Yeah, what?
Maybe it wasn't the station. Maybe it was just another station. But I heard a curse word.
I have no idea what's happening
right
now.
What's going on? Why are you being so...
I'll tell you off the air.
Well, but the listeners deserve...
No, the listeners do not deserve, because it's swear words. Swear words are not fun or good.
Of course they are. It's one of the most fun things you can do.
That's
say
why it's like...
Isn't that what you do with all your babes?
Like
you just talk dirty to them?
Yeah. And Swartzen.
When Carly was going through her, you know, her thank yous, Carly and Jason were thanking everybody for showing up. When they got to the Power Trip people, and it was like Parrish and myself and Sauce, when my name was said, my nipple was flicked by Nick Swartzen.
Yeah. Was it really?
It was basically, thanks for showing up. I'm gonna flop your tots.
And he almost kissed him on the mouth.
He did, by the way. So my first ever meeting of Nick Swartzen was, hey, Corey, nice to meet you. Hey, Nick, blah, 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 blah. He starts leaning in for a kiss, and I'm like, what is happening? And then he just hovered like three inches from my mouth, like.
You should have kissed him.
Yeah.
That was a moment.
I love the intentional awkwardness because you have to be a celebrity to pull that off. If you go to a business meeting today at noon, like, hey, I'm a Chuck. Oh, Dan. Hey, Dan, nice to meet you, Chuck. And just lean in. You're going to get either punched or it's going to be the worst business meeting of all time. But if you're an A-lister, one of Sauce's A-listers, you can meet somebody for the first time and awkwardly lean in and hover. And I even said to him, I go, is this happening right now?
He goes, yeah. He and Parrish on the way out both went in for, like, you know, the, like...
Man hug?
Gangster, like...
Yeah.
Cheek kiss?
Yeah.
They kissed on the mouth.
That doesn't surprise me a bit.
Well, Hot's been kissed on the mouth by Parrish so many times.
So have I.
I got a little tongue from him one time. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Bet you did.
He was sober.
Yeah, for sure. And my pants were off.
Yeah.
Front page sports from the Power Trip Morning Show returns right after this on The Fan.
Time you dress so fine, do the bumps of dime in your prime.
Didn't you?
I did.
People call, say beware. One of the greatest songs of all time.
Period.
Yeah.
Since music started.
Kidding you? I love this song. I've heaved to this song.
This is definitely in the conversation, right? With I Saw the Sign, Blame It on the Rain.
Tarzan Boy.
Tarzan Boy for sure. Alejandro.
Yeah.
Informer.
Yeah.
Just Another Day.
I got...
King of Wishful Thinking.
Anything by London Beat.
Especially the deep cuts.
Yeah.
your last meal.
The best line in this song is, there's multiple moments in this song, but when he says, when you got nothing to lose, is brilliant.
It's
and
true.
And then when he talks about when you find out he wasn't where it's at is just brilliant.
How about when he says, my anaconda don't want none?
That's at, that's the extended version.
No, he's, oh. Boy.
Ew. Is he coming to town?
That's why I played it. Did you not hear the commercial? He's coming to the X. And I think you and I should go.
Yeah, well, we'll cry.
Thanks for the invite.
Well, you're not going to care.
Yeah, you hate Bob Dylan.
I'm not a big Dylan
fan. Well, your attorney will want to go. Yeah, let's go.
Hey, we're less than a month away from 311. That's all I care about.
Now you're gonna...
October 12th. We're almost there.
Oh, yeah.
Myth. It's going to be badass. You guys want to do some sports?
I'd rather listen to this banger.
We can do both.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
The Minnesota Twins crushed the Dads 16-rip.
Hell yeah.
16-rip. 7 home runs for the Twins. We'll get to that in a second because they did it in historic fashion.
Yes!
Yes, they did. 7 home runs for the Twins. That was a season high. Home runs by Dozier, Polanco, Castro hit a couple, Rosario, Escobar, and Vargas. But the Minnesota Twins set a major league record. They're the first team ever to hit a home run in each of the first 7 innings of a baseball game.
How's that possible?
It's never happened before.
Seems like nothing could have never happened before in baseball.
They did it. They hit a home run in 7 consecutive innings.
Like if a dog walked out on to the baseball field and
like Air Bud
bit off the big toe of the first baseman, it seems like that's probably happened before.
You could take that up a notch. How many times in baseball history has a dog come out of the stands, remove the big toe of the first baseman, and then that first baseman kicked a grand slam out of the stadium? That's probably happened 16 times.
Right. I bet.
Yeah.
As long as that dog isn't biting the toe off of the big cat.
I would never allow that.
No.
I would have that dog immediately put down.
Yes.
And then cremated.
Yeah.
Oh.
To show respect.
Well, for the that's dead. Very nice of it. Nice of you.
Dozier is also the first second baseman since Dan Uggla in 2011 to reach 30 home runs in consecutive seasons, and he's just the 5th Twins player to ever do so.
Dan Uggla wailed for Miami. He did.
Certainly not.
He was sweet. He was one of those guys that if you played like a baseball video game, he was your second baseman because naturally baseball is boring, so when you play a baseball video game, you just stack the team.
No one cares.
Yeah, no one cares.
I'm just saying. I'm adding to the conversation.
Barely. The Astros 1-0 over the Angels. The Twins now lead the Angels by 2 games in wild card spot number 2.
In the arms. You should play that song. What did Hockey once say? The dog killing song?
Yeah, the dog killing song.
It's the dog killing song.
You should play it.
In the arms of the angel.
Okay.
I'm trying to find it.
It sucks because it always brings up something sad. It's a good song.
Oh, it's a great song.
I would bet everything I owned Hockey's cried to this song.
Well, yeah, I mean, they played it at my grandma's funeral.
Whoopsie. What an idiot. For a break that
would make it okay. That's right, we were all drunk.
Was Rosie there?
Yes.
Well, do you have the audio of what Rosie was doing at the funeral?
Yeah, he had to be removed because he was... Heave laughing is what they call it.
Are you kidding? I'm going to get one of those Amazon Alexa things.
I got one.
And every time, I'm going to get one, and every time...
Every time my goddamn stupid dog Zero, with their twisted lady parts, you know, bites some neighbor kid, or, like, pisses on the floor, Alexa, play Sarah McLachlan. And I'm just going to stare at her in her kennel.
Let's see what happens when I try with Siri.
Hopefully I'm going to... have it where she's twisted so I can see her face so I don't have to stare right at her twisted lady parts when Sarah McLachlan is singing.
Let's see.
Then I have to like tilt my head and be like, hi.
Ready? Hey, Siri, play Sarah McLachlan the dog killing song.
Sorry, I couldn't find the dog killing. the dog Callan.
The dog Callan.
Is that like a...
Brian Callan's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri, play Sarah McLachlan dog killing song. Here are some
popular you paused too long. Siri does not have time for pausing.
And who uses Siri?
Oh, look.
I do.
Yeah, dude, you don't have to touch it anymore. You just say it no matter what. Bit, your phone's always working.
Dude, I want... Will you buy me that iPhone 10?
That's $1,000.
That's not what I asked.
Yeah, I will.
It's thanks, babe.
Did you guys watch the reveal yesterday?
I saw some of it.
How embarrassing.
What happened? I didn't hear about it.
Oh, this is true. This is not a bit. Dude comes out.
Tim Cook?
No, it was a different dude.
Is Tim Cook the CEO?
Yeah, but it wasn't him this time. I don't know who it was.
How much money does he have?
Billions. Doesn't matter how many.
And instead
Once
of having
one,
a
that's enough.
Instead of having a button, you know, home button, they got rid of that. And now to unlock your phone, you look at it, and it does facial recognition.
Yep.
Well, it didn't work.
Really?
Yeah. So you had to go to a backup phone immediately at the debut.
Ugh.
This is the kind of thing that dude would never have let happen.
Oh, my God. No. Steve Jobs would have lost his mind.
Would have lost his mind. This
People
is embarrassing
would have been
as hell.
Fired.
Listen to this.
Here is iPhone 10. Now, unlocking it is as easy as looking at it and swiping up. And, you know... Let's try that again.
Oh, boy.
Ho, ho, ho. Let's go to backup here and get right in. So here we are, and you see this
That's terrible.
Steve Jobs
How do you let that happen?
Steve Jobs would have thrown a meat sauce like losing an initials fit.
And you can't preface it by saying, it's as easy as this.
I know.
And then it doesn't work.
How do you... Right. I mean, I know things go wrong by
But not for Apple. But
exactly. That's the thing.
That's the whole Apple's bit.
If the three of us were asked, hey, in an hour... Could you explain the iPhone 10 to the world? We would F it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't show up.
The whole point of Apple is you have to be so far ahead of the curve that if it is as easy as just stare at your phone and your phone will open up, you have to make it look that easy right away.
Samsung loves that.
And you know, I
mean, Apple would be fine, but still, it's still embarrassing.
Fine. Yeah, but part of me just expected to see a deteriorated zombie-like... Gates just kept walking into the room.
Well, Bill Gates is still with us. If he had a zombie Bill Gates, I'd be worried.
Steve Jobs.
He's infected.
Just kept walking into the room and punched that guy right in the ball sack. Just like, how dare you? And then crawled back. Right.
Jobs was so amazing, it would not have surprised any of us if he had somehow programmed himself for this situation.
Right.
To emerge and come back and go, I've had a program waiting for this kind of a disaster. Let me take over.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, Cyborg Jobs finishes off the presentation and just kills it.
Job.
So do you, can I ask both of you, well, I'm going to ask Corey.
She's still fighting MMA?
Yeah. I'll ask Corey and then I'll ask Hockey because I know the answer from Hockey.
Go ahead.
Even though it's Apple and everything Apple does works, right? Minus maybe the iWatch.
I got mine on right now.
The Apple Watch didn't work as well as they thought. Will this work? $1,000 cell phone?
The last one was like $800. What's the difference? Yeah, of course it's going to work.
Good for me. I have an iPhone 7. I got the biggest one you could get, which now there's a 256-bit. That's another thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine's like 128 or what, so whatever.
Well, there's an iPhone 8 now as well.
Is there?
Yeah, they came out with an 8 and then this iPhone 10. Because you have to have an 8... Because not everybody can afford a $1,000 cell phone.
But that's the thing, again, that they've done, which, you know, a problem for my and every generation. You don't have to pay for it at the store. You know what I mean? They put you on a payment
plan
that never ends. So it's like never having to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my credit card number.
Yeah, here's $25 a month forever.
Absolutely.
Just to pay it off. So you never truly feel it. It's just a slow bleed.
So it doesn't matter in reality. The sticker shock is that it's $1,000. But when you are at the store and you want that phone, you don't even realize how much you're paying.
But
you know what I mean?
This phone that I have, the iPhone 6S, I bought.
Right.
I bought
it. Oh, good.
Oh, you just bought it off the top?
Yeah.
Like, here's my money?
Yeah. What it cost you?
$399.
It's like $1 an hour.
How many gigs is it?
Two? One something.
You got the big one and it only cost you that much? No kidding. Do you have a friend of a friend?
No. But.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Oh, good for
also,
you.
Also, I will get the iPhone 10.
Because,
But, good and I'll for buy you. It.
Oh, with what? Oh, with money.
What? For you.
Is, wait, oh, is this,
I'm just saying.
Are we just talking about big decisions we're making?
And also, by the way, just a quick announcement. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to pay for it with cash.
What the hell is going on right now? What's the point? What is your point? Is there a point?
Were you getting somewhere or just yes. stating to the
Are
world
you going
to
pull your pants back up, or do we have to look at that thing the whole time?
No, that's why I buy nice things, because my wiener looks like a broken baby carrot. More importantly.
Why is it broken?
Because it's tiny. But it's like a thimble.
Yeah,
why couldn't you just say a baby carrot? Why is it a broken one?
Because it's in half.
What happened?
Half the size! That's the joke! It's small!
Just say an unbelievably small baby carrot.
Okay, I have a small
penis! Is it orange?
But why is it broken? I'm concerned for your safety.
Me too, what'd you do?
Never mind. It's the...
Where'd you put it?
It's the euphemism.
You don't even know what that means. Just go back to spending money on phones.
But I'll buy it instead of going on a payment plan. Because I don't want to owe anybody money. Buy it up front. And as B.I.G. once brilliantly said, wreck it, buy a new one.
You haven't even bought it yet. Why would you wreck it? It's not even in your hand
yet. Well, if I do wreck it, I'll take it to CPR, cell phone repair.
Oh, good for you.
I'm just saying, I will get it because my contract comes up 8 days after it comes out.
Well, that's good for you.
And then 5 days later when I said, why did I buy a $1,000 phone? Hockey will just give me a grand.
We don't care.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, right.
Who cares? I don't care.
Right.
Yeah.
Spend all your time.
Sorry, I went on that diatribe.
Boy, you're using big words.
Yeah, something's up with sauce. Something's up.
What do you mean?
What's going on with you today?
What's going on? What's with the big words and the big money?
I'm just in a good mood. Is that okay?
Are you just flush with network funds?
I almost said the S word.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Well, we're live. Power Trip Morning Show back after this.
It's time for the Power Trip Cast Quiz. We give you the cast mates and the year the movie came out. You give us the movie. The cast mates, Daniel Stern and Donald Trump. The year, 1992. The answer, right after this. And now, the answer to the Power Trip Cast Quiz. The cast mates, Daniel Stern and Donald Trump. The year, 1992. The answer, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. And now, back to the Power Trip.
Again, much like yesterday's Luke Perry and Paul Rubens, I assume the struggle today was there were so many great movies with both Daniel Stern and Donald Trump.
For sure, yeah.
That it was probably hard to guess which one I was talking about. But it ended up being Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, which is infinitely less watchable than the first one.
Home Alone 2 Wales, right? Hockey?
It's just as good.
Yes.
I won't say it's better. It's just as good as Home Alone 1.
That is insanity.
No.
You guys are the problem. You're the reason why people make these garbage sequels is because you say things like Back to the Future 2 is as good as the first.
I would never say that.
I would never say that. This is preposterous.
No. Listen, the biggest difference between Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2 is the sex factor. Because the bird lady's a sex machine. And you find her attractive.
Old man Marley doesn't count?
Old man Marley
bangs? Yes, he does.
Yes, he do.
Wait. Now, again, the fear through most of the first film is that he wanted to pound minors.
Yeah. Right.
Kill them. Who knows what he wanted to do with them.
Yeah, right.
By the end of the film, you're like, all right, he's a good old normal guy.
He's a good old dude, man.
Yeah.
He probably gets after it.
I mean,
just not in an evil way.
No.
Really, you don't feel any sexual magnetism to Old Man Marley?
I really don't, not anymore.
Strange.
You do?
What now?
No, the second one's sweet.
I want to go to Treasure Island this weekend just to see them play this song.
What if it's not on the set list?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
What if it's not?
If it's not, then I want my money back.
Yeah, Matchbox 20 Wales.
This is great. I like this band a lot,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so do I.
I can play a bunch of songs. What's the one that goes, meow, meow, da da da, meow, 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 meow.
The Real World.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is it my sister?
Straight up,
it's a great song. Schmeck, 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 do, meow, 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 meow.
Yeah. Can we Can this be a Matchbox 20 Wednesday?
Let's please not do that.
No, I love this
band. There's not enough songs.
3 a.m. is so good.
I wonder what it's like to be a rainmaker.
Yeah, this song's okay.
What?
Yeah. He's immediately soured on it.
I wonder what it's like to know that I'm made of rain.
Yeah.
I love this song.
And in boxes with little yellow tags on everyone.
That's a Grateful Dead reference right there, by the way.
You can come and see that one.
Meow, 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 meow.
Done.
Meow,
meow. Brilliant.
I know, I like it.
Yeah, keep playing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Superhero. What was that guy's name, Rob Thomas?
Yeah. He was here once. And all he did was hit on Carrie Noble.
That's accurate.
From some other planet, I get this funky high from a yellow sun.
Boy, I bet my friends will all be stunned.
Rob, your friends would know. If you were a superhero, don't you think?
Yeah, if you're flying around downtown and then you're high because of the sun.
You get a funky high.
All your boys are like, dude.
People be weirded out.
Yeah, yeah. Why are you tripping balls right now? Well, the sun's out.
Yeah, right.
Or they'd ask to have, I'll have what he's having.
I wish the real world.
If you could fly, if that was just in your DNA, if you were Kal-El, for example, I don't think you'd have a lot of fun flying around downtown. That's just what you can do. No. The rest of us, we would think this is amazing. We're flying.
Yeah, but, I'd be jealous.
Right, but from the day you were born, if you can fly, like birds don't fly around downtown going, "This kicks ass," because birds just fly. It's not interesting to them. That's just what they do.
It would get old though, because people would ask you to take them everywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's how long, what a sweet. Think of Lois Lane in the original. That's the whole bit.
Yeah.
Just that's what a great pickup line. Yeah. Hey, you want to go for a ride?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how long can you ride someone?
Oh,
you know what I mean. Like, be like, can we stop?
Straight up, what did you?
Don't know
about here.
Just inserted myself in the conversation.
I hate when you insert yourself.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
Started this game.
Will you play 3 a.m. please?
Please don't change.
Yeah, I will.
Hey, what's going on with our football team?
What do you mean? Which one?
Our other football team.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, I just...
Did you hear John Krasinski, AP guy, on with Dan Barrera last night?
Hold on. He said, it's cold outside and he handed me a raincoat.
And then he said...
I did. I heard him say that.
Then he said something
It's not even
else.
Raining.
I know. I was like, first of all, it's hot and it's not raining. Please stop doing acid.
Right. It's cold out. How about a jacket? You don't need a raincoat.
Well, it's raining, too.
Well, you don't know that. It's just cold.
Hmm. Maybe you're about to get wand on.
Get what on?
Wand on?
Yeah.
Who's wand on?
It's wonton soup. It's my favorite kind.
Or it's Don Juan's dyslexic brother.
Okay.
So, PJ Fleck yesterday during the old PJ Fleck show from, noon to one with Mike Grimm. Win a pie for it! And Mark Rosen.
Yeah.
Reference Demery Croft. What a strange little situation we have here, because AP guy last night with Dan Barrero basically said he's heard some rumors, but because he's a respected journalist, wouldn't say what they were because he hadn't locked him in, right? Didn't want to be first. He wants to be right. That's why John Krasinski kicks
pretty
ass.
Much rocks.
Right. You don't have to be first. There's Twitter, right? When the news comes out, everyone's going to be quote unquote first in about 2 seconds.
Yeah,
so
I don't remember what channel I was watching when I saw 9/11 for the first
just
time.
Get it
you know
right.
what I mean?
Correct. Get it right.
Yeah.
And this is just it's a little news about a backup quarterback. So it's not the end of the world if you're not first.
Right.
So John is waiting to be right, but you could hear it in his voice that he thinks he knows that he's got the story. He's just waiting to confirm it. Whatever the story is, it sounds like we have an attitude problem or a significant issue off the field with Mr. Croft, because PJ said he's not going to be with the team for personal reasons, but then went on to say this, quote, "If you do not do the right things academically, athletically, socially, spiritually, if you do not uphold the high, high expectations of our culture on and off the field, you will not play. It does not matter who you are." End quote. So when you hear personal reasons he's leaving the team, he's not going to be with the team.
That have nothing to do with football. He actually said those words.
Right. almost always you think maybe he's got a family issue, somebody in his family's sick, or they have something that needs to be dealt with, or it's an emotional issue. There's something going on in his personal life that he just needs to take a deep breath and step away. But then when you follow it with this, this is disciplinary for sure, correct? You can just hear it.
Yeah.
And you could hear the way that AP guy John Krasinski said it on Barrero Show last night. The way he worded it last night was he has not been kicked off the team yet.
Right.
So there's something brewing where it's he better get his act together or he's going to get the boot. So he clearly has lost his job to Connor Rota anyway.
Yeah.
But now he might lose everything if he doesn't pull his head out of his ass. Whatever, right. Whatever's going on behind the scenes, whether it's, again, who? What's the point in speculating? But something has gone awry with Demaree Croft and he will not be with the team this week. And John Krasinski made it sound like he would not be surprised if this was multiple weeks away from the Golden Gophers.
So I have sound from that. Here, first of all, is John Krasinski.
Oh.
Refusing to comment.
Okay.
And officially
here,
comment.
Here is his polar opposite, Judith Clayton Thomas, another reporter who speculated this being the problem with whomever the person
Demaree Croft.
We're talking about.
Yeah.
It's, athlete's foot of the butt.
Yeah, that's a personal problem, but that's not really
keep
that's
not a disciplinary. Yeah, but it depends on how you got it.
I would assume that they have tough actin, tenactin. That would solve that. Boom!
Or because he said if you do not do the right things academically, athletically, socially, or spiritually, then you're in trouble. Maybe he hasn't prayed for his, you know, his butt problem to go away.
Right.
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Butt.
Okay.
Right.
Well, this is
interesting.
I would not do well in the Gopher squad. I don't have a lot of spirituality.
No.
Could an atheist play for PJ Fleck?
No.
I don't.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, you have to be sound spiritually. I'm not sound spiritually. Could
sure
I play
for
No, I'm not.
You sure you are.
No. Well, yeah, but I wonder how he means the word spiritually.
I don't
yeah,
think
but you.
He,
but
does it just mean you have to be nice?
I don't think it means you have to be.
Right.
Jesus.
Well, okay.
You know, I think it just means you have to be
a nice person.
Sound spiritually.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I think it means what Hockey said.
Boobs!
It means you have to be nice.
Yes.
It means boobs?
No. As a ghost.
Yeah, there was no B at the end of it.
Oh, I heard one.
Interesting.
It's a little Freudian, right?
I don't care what you call your wiener.
Yeah,
it's a little Freudian.
What?
Called it a broken baby carrot in the last segment. Yours, not mine.
Yeah.
He's right, though. He showed it to me in the break. It's orange as hell.
That's not good.
It's weird.
You got to stop getting spray tan.
Genius.
Was it?
Yeah, it was funny.
Shahbaz Muhammad's coming back to the Timberwolves for the league minimum $1.6 million. So this whole Jason Zucker, Carly Zucker, give 16 charity, right, where you're supposed to give 16 in any way, shape, or form. The Wolves are giving him $1.6 million.
Sweet. He's, That'll, how can I say this?
I don't know.
I have a hunch your opinion is being formulated as we sit here and listen.
That's a good signing.
It still is. Hang on, keep going. Keep flushing this out in your brain. It's not over yet.
He's good off the bench.
Keep going.
He's good to have back. He's instant off.
There's got to be more.
That's it.
That was a solid take.
And he's probably the best guy you could sign that's available. For what you need. You don't need a starter. You need somebody who can come off the bench. And all he's just instant offense. A playoff team
needs that.
That's
quite a letdown.
Yeah.
I thought you were having a hot take.
Well, it's kind of.
Or you're going to say, I know a guy who says he's a terrible person.
No, I don't know. No, I don't know anybody.
A guy that you went to high school with knows Shahbaz Muhammad says he's a total prick.
No, I don't know him. I'm sure he's a nice guy.
That's my favorite
bit. Nice guy.
What happened in those days?
I don't know.
Old school meat sauce. You knew somebody who knew somebody who knew everybody, and those people were always
total
pricks.
Well, how about this, for example?
You need to go back to the cigar shop every now and again.
All right, I will. remember the story where he met some gal and then, like, wouldn't pay for her flight?
Yeah, I remember that.
No, we talked about it.
I know.
The gal that he allegedly cheated on is arguably one of the three prettiest women I've ever seen in
just
my
a total time. Smoke show.
Oh my! I mean,
yeah, I remember the pictures.
She comes to the games, used to, and she's a showstopper.
Right?
Damn it!
The whole building stops.
There
her.
She is.
Yeah.
Is that her?
Yeah. She's gorgeous.
You know, so even the best looking guys on the planet, right?
Pizza.
Like your A-list buddy Josh Duhamel.
Yeah.
When Josh Duhamel walks into Target Center, US Bank Stadium, he gets noticed. Obviously, women are like, "Wow, he's very attractive," right? I get it. They semi stop in their tracks. Can you imagine what it's like to be a superhero, or can you imagine what it's like to be
thanks
again,
Kermit.
Kate Upton?
Yeah,
and just when you walk into a room or an arena or a stadium, time stops.
Yeah.
That's not what the three of us do to women. Can you imagine what it's like to have that feeling? Just, I'm here. I'm not doing anything. I'm just existing, and the whole world slows down because they can't believe you're that gorgeous.
Yeah,
right.
I just want that.
I try to be
just
quiet,
once.
Like really quiet, and not even look in that direction. But my wiener's going.
Oh my god!
What? Why? It's so excited.
Yeah.
And collectively,
underneath underwear, my pants.
Underneath it all,
he's laying there like this,
taking a nap.
Yeah,
he has hands. You might want to get that looked at. And you have an amphibious wiener.
It's amphibious.
Yeah.
Okay, the big words have to stop.
Yeah, you're going to have to stop.
Your accuracy on using them is about 70%.
I mean, I appreciate the effort. I really do.
Just stick with 3 or 4 or 5-letter words.
Yeah.
That's all I ever do.
You kill those, though.
You're good at
them. That's all I ever do. What if I'm trying to branch out?
I like Hawk's theory about you've got packed stadium, XL Energy Center, some unbelievable smoke show that's famous walks into XL Energy Center and every boyfriend and husband has to play it cool like they don't see her. But collectively, there's 11,000 penises. Just like,
oh, my God! Right. Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Yep.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Jesus.
Oh, my God!
Prism Research brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show.
Remember when I told you that
those
I had
some
the thought...
excited wieners.
Remember when I told you I had the thought that I was glad when it rained that you couldn't hear worms screaming?
Right. Well played.
It's the same thing, man.
Oh, my God!
Yeah. Men couldn't walk by Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
What's so loud out here?
You are the penis whisperer.
Your wiener won't shut up.
Yeah.
That's an angry wiener.
What really matters is next. It'll get so much dumber. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you, Prism Research, for bringing us this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. 6:42. Expecting Mark Parrish a little bit later on. AJ Mansour. I know it's there's quiet down there. Mark Parrish, AJ Mansour, Mark Rosen.
We don't care.
We'll have the Fargo Flash.
No, he's no longer with us.
No, he is.
Toaster Strudels,
Toaster
right?
Toaster Strudels, that's
yes.
right. Yeah, yeah.
He's, yes.
He's, yep, yep,
oh,
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Lawyer Lambert as well. So a big show today. It's action packed. And huge props and great congratulations out there to your Minnesota Lynx 101-81 win over Washington in game one of the WNBA semifinal round at Williams Arena.
A place Chris Hockey's never been to.
Never
I was going to lead with that for what really matters.
I'm so sorry, but we hadn't mentioned it yet today, and I feel like Cheryl Reeve is out there mad at us if we don't mention it.
And now it's time for What Really Matters, brought to you by LutherAuto.com.
Hey, LutherAuto.com. The Lynx went up high for it last night, 101-81 over the Into the Mystics.
Oh, you should play that hockey.
Augustus, 24 points, fouls, 18. Whalen, just 17 minutes, 2 points, 2 assists, but it doesn't matter. The Lynx up one zip, thanks to 12 of 17 from 3-point range.
Julius Augustus.
Killed it. What really matters, though, is this.
Great point. When you make a point, you usually take your time and do it well. This time, no exception.
Cool.
A cop in Canada walked into an apartment on Monday that was booby-trapped with spring-loaded knives.
Wait, say that again?
A cop in Canada walked into an apartment on Monday that was booby-trapped with spring-loaded knives. Luckily, this is no joke. Sounds like I'm making it up. They were all butter knives, so he's fine.
Hmm. So the person who rigged this booby trap, which we should talk about that origin, yeah, that phrase at some point.
Where's the etymology of booby
trap? Don't know, because that sounds like an absolutely spectacular trap.
It does.
Never. Willingly will fall into that trap.
Yeah.
Right? Over and over and over again.
I'd like to be hit in the face with that trap.
Figured you would. This person who put this booby trap together.
Yeah.
Had no intention of killing this person. Otherwise, they would have loaded him up with steak knives, right?
Right.
So is this person thinking?
I don't know.
And they obviously were going to be out of their apartment long enough to know that it was worth booby trapping, right?
Right.
Weird. I want to know. There's so many other questions I have.
I have questions.
Where is this person?
I don't know.
In jail? Or on the run?
I don't know. I just don't know.
How did this person know that the authorities were going to be there?
Right.
I don't know.
There's psychic. More to this story.
There has to be.
There has to be. I'm curious.
Maybe this person was psychic.
That's not the case. The Minnesota Twins, 16-0 over the Dads. They hit 7 home runs, and they are the first team in baseball history to hit a home run in each of the first 7 innings of the game. Never happened in the history of baseball, Major League Baseball.
That right.
Yes. The 7 home runs is also a season high for the Twins and also a target field record for most home runs in a game.
What a fun game to be at. Just every...
You weren't there.
No, I know, but that was
the bit.
That was what they said in the paper.
Oh, okay.
Is that Jean-Luc Picard?
It's Santa.
That's, failed Santa audition.
What really manters... manters. What really matters, then, is this.
This manters.
Jerry Mathers.
He's dead, right?
I don't know.
No, he's still alive.
I don't keep track.
Sure? Yeah, I'm sure of it.
What's his nickname again?
The Beaver?
Yeah, the Beaver.
Mathers. How do you spell Mathers?
There's only one way even possible.
It could have 2 T's.
I have 2 T's.
Yeah, you do. So do I. He's still with us. Guess how old he is.
69?
Yes.
Said he was still with us.
He's 69. The Beaver is 69.
That's an old... I wonder if the Beaver has gray hair.
Why don't you Google it?
No,
Google that exact phrase.
No, there's people sitting behind me.
I bet he does.
You Google it. Wait, no, just Google
it. I bet he does? Yeah, Betty White for sure.
Yeah, hockey's into that.
You know, the Beaver could be.
You've dabbled.
Bald.
That was off air.
Yeah, it was.
Well, that's not, I mean, no. To the looks of the pictures, he has a full head of hair. The Beaver is full of hair on this picture.
Okay.
Oh my God, Paul, that's too far.
No, it's Jerry Mathers!
That was too far.
I don't trust you, though.
No, I don't trust you either.
You're so bad at this.
And I understand it's wordplay, but...
But you're bad at wordplay.
Yeah, your words
you're
are
bad
knives.
You're bad at foreplay. No, my
then
words...
you lied to me!
You bastard! My words are butter knives, because butter on anything whales. I'm not good at this job.
What about a human corpse?
Mm. No. Gross. What are you, Jeffrey Dahmer? I'm going to have a nice forearm with some can't believe it's not butter spray.
What he said was gross, but accurate, too. He put you in a box there.
Quickly.
Yeah. Dahmer did the same thing to people.
True. In a fridge as well. Hey, this is an interesting fact.
I just glossed over his reenactment where a guy sat down and very politely was like, okay, nice dinner, some forearm with some I can't believe it's not butter. And then he actually added the word spray. He's not even using the spread. He's using the spray bottle.
Wow.
Which I used to use on popcorn. Right? When you're super lazy and you don't want to go microwave some water or something.
How use fat the, are you?
Use a can't. What are you talking about?
Why is that a fat thing to do?
Ugh. Why is Abbott texting me?
Wait, how did you put butter on popcorn?
You buy the movie theater butter stuff.
And that's not horrible for you?
Well, it's not just that, but...
It's fancy.
It's fancy? It's butter.
Who sprays popcorn? Yuck. I just think it's weird. Okay, I wasn't really listening. What did you do with the popcorn?
Forget it.
This is an interesting fact. You guys remember Mortal Kombat?
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you play it on Sega Genesis?
Of course.
Do you know why the Sega Genesis version of Mortal Kombat outsold
of course. Everybody
the
knows.
Super Nintendo version 5-1 back everybody in the early 90s. Knows. Let's find out if everybody includes Meatsauce Paul Lambert.
I bet you $1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 had the Super Nintendo, and of course there were people that had both. Rich people.
Yeah, we did.
But everyone wanted the Genesis for one reason and one reason only. And it was also the difference really between Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter. The
blood
and the
fatalities.
No kidding.
You could rip their heads off, and in the Super Nintendo version, it'd be like, finish him. Then you'd
tickle them.
Yeah, or curtsy.
Right.
Yeah, charmed.
And then yeah, they would fall over.
Yeah.
The Genesis version, you rip their faces off, or and blood would fly everywhere.
Uppercut them into like the spike pit.
Spikes, right.
Dude, Mortal Kombat whale.
Baraka was my man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barack Obama?
Yes.
Liu Kang wailed. Oh, that whole game wailed.
Hey! Watch this. Pear Bear was not listening. Ask Pear. I guarantee you he knows too.
He's turning on the mic. He's putting on the headphones.
Pear Bear.
What's up, Cor?
What was the difference between... you weren't listening just walking down the hall, were you?
No, it was not.
Okay. What was the difference between Sega Genesis Mortal Kombat and Super Nintendo Mortal Kombat?
I didn't have Super Nintendo.
Well, that's
Mortal
one.
Kombat.
But did you know the difference without knowing the difference?
No.
You didn't know the difference.
No.
See? Weird.
See?
Oh, wait. Is it the death modes? Wasn't it?
Well, basically,
like
yeah.
Like the kill modes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The fatality
yeah.
was legit
yeah, like,
on
insane.
Sega.
Insane. Yeah, I remember you could rip a guy's head off.
Yes.
And his spine would follow.
Oh, my God. He did know.
You didn't know. You just didn't know that you knew.
Yeah, I didn't know that was the difference.
That was the difference.
I remember that being a big deal, though.
Which one you had? You had Genesis?
Yeah.
Yeah. Genesis kicked ass.
Sega Hockey, 93.
I still have my Sega Genesis.
Yeah, NHL 95 is one of the all-time greats, right?
Yep.
But Sonic, Toe Jam and Earl, Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Man. Yep.
Loved the Sega Genesis. Mortal Kombat, of course. Mm-hmm. Kicked
Sega!
Ass, man. Yeah, Sega.
Yeah.
That the way that Sonic opened up.
Loved it.
Sega!
Yeah, I still have my Sega. I know exactly where it's at in my basement. I don't know why. I'll never plug it back in ever again.
Nope.
But it's still down there.
Just keep it.
Yeah.
Nikki's got a original Nintendo at her parents that works still.
That's cool.
No kidding.
I have one of those retro Nintendos that they made. They still make.
Yeah.
Not the one that Nintendo
Tiny
made,
one?
But like the it's like a generic company that makes the system.
Oh,
but then
yeah.
actual Nintendo cartridges go into it.
Right.
So the controllers kind of look like Nintendo controllers, but they're not, but they function the exact same way. So I have one of those dual Super Nintendo consoles where they both have slots for the cartridges.
I didn't know that either.
Sweet. Mm. I never play it. I have like, I don't know, 15 games maybe.
So,
Burger Time sucks. Tell your stupid brother, David, Burger Time does not hold up.
Burger Time horrible,
Wails. Burger Time was horrible when it first came out.
No,
right. Burger Time Wails.
It's mostly
it's
for toddlers.
I liked it when I was five.
Sweet.
That's, Parrish is 100% right. Play it, Burger Time as an adult. Ugh.
Yeah.
Your brother Dov's an idiot if he likes that game. Your brother Dov likes Burger Time.
Ho, ho, ho. Easily amused.
So?
In fact, if I was his coworker... At the old, what's that store? It's got yellow and blue, and it's all over the
Best Buy?
Best Buy. If I worked at Best Buy Corporate with David, and I knew that he liked the video game Burger Time, I would spend most of today asking him questions about Burger Time.
He'll gladly answer them. He
all
loves
day.
Burger
but I would
Time.
Ask him all day. And then if he seems to get bored, I would ask him his thoughts on this latest season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's what I would do if I was a coworker of David Lambert.
Yeah, he'd love that.
Just an example of what I would do today.
Yeah.
You know? Burger Time and Thrones.
Yeah.
All day. Every day.
I tried to play Call of Duty with my son the other day. Now, admittedly, I'd never played it before. But he was so much better at it by the end of the game. You know, we were playing He Has to Come Kill Me or I Have to Go Kill Him mode.
Yeah.
By the end of the game, he promised he wouldn't kill me with a gun, only his bare hands.
Sure.
And he was still beating me.
Right.
He would come around the corner. I would get so freaked out and had such a hard time aiming that stupid machine gun that he could get to me and punch me enough to kill me before I could shoot him.
You know when Earl Woods saw Tiger swing a golf club for the first time, he basically said, cha-ching.
Yeah, right.
I have a 3-year-old gamer, and she is off the charts good at Super Mario 3D World for the Wii U.
Right.
And in the world we live in now...
Yeah, could be big.
What if... I'm sitting on a gold mine because she's this, like, virtuoso gamer.
Yeah.
Parrish, come watch her ball.
I'll bring Turner. I'm kind of crossing my fingers on Turner. The same thing.
Harper's going to whoop
Zelda and everything.
His
he's
ass.
Incredible. Bring it.
Bring it.
Again,
let's
have like a dog fighting ring with kids playing video games.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Underground
this is horrible.
Kids video
still
game
on the
gaming
air.
League. I don't care. I want to make some money off my daughter.
I want to bet on him. Can I bet on him?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. All right, no. Good. Let's bet.
Mark Parrish continues to join the Power Trip Morning Show right after this on The Fan.
Seven o'clock, right on the nut. Mark Parrish sitting down in the other studio. Fargo Flash around the corner to talk Gophers. And then at 7:40, we'll go over Vikings news. This is your Lexus lineup brought to you by Lexus of Maplewood, Lexus of Wayzata.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
How are you?
I am doing just fine, thank you.
I saw you last night.
I know. Can you believe it? It was like less than 12 hours ago.
I like the... that's pretty close,
close
to accurate.
Close to it.
I do like the point now where you and I are at in our friendship where every time we see each other outside of work, one of the first things you always say to me is, I can't believe you left your house.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm most so happy to see him outside of his house. And I'm sure Angie's even more excited to
have she you loves that I'm out of there.
Yeah.
Right.
I bet.
It's like Nikki.
Yes. All wives.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Please leave.
Okay.
That was great, though, right? Carly and Jason's up here last night for the Masonic Children's Hospital, little charity fundraiser last night, and also to kick off the Wild season. And a whole bunch of Minnesota Wild members were there. Nick Swartzen was there. Kyle Rudolph was there as well. But also, what, Suter, Spurgeon, Dubnik, Coyle, Niederreiter, of course, Zucker. Who am I forgetting?
I would say, I feel like
Mario Lemieux.
Mario Lemieux
was there, the great one.
Brittany Jones.
Yes.
All right, hang on.
EJ was there.
Hang on. So that's Britney Spears and
Jerry Jones.
That's a bad guess.
Horrifying.
Well, this is in the news with the last name Jones.
James Earl Jones.
Leslie Jones.
Indiana.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones. Matt Jones. Jones Soda.
You guys are going to kick yourself for this one.
Oh, Jones, Indiana?
No. Randy Jones, the original cowboy in the Village People. It's his birthday today.
Yeah, Corey. Yeah.
And you guys knew that.
Well, you didn't let me finish.
I wasn't going to break the secret, but that is why Corey has that outfit on.
Of course it's Fargo Flash. Tell him I hope he brought two boxes because I'd like one today.
Mm-hmm.
Corey will eat the entire box.
I know.
Hey, if you're keeping track at home, 2 weeks ago I had three.
Yep.
Mark was about to have three, but the third one disappeared.
Yeah, some vanished from me.
Last week I had only one.
This week?
This week, I plan on being somewhere in the middle of that.
Thanks, Ben.
Depending on the flavor, right? If it's the cinnamon roll ones or the Cinnabon ones, I'm going to need the whole box to myself.
Hmm.
I'll eat six.
Haven't had those yet.
I'll have to arm wrestle them away from you. Oh, they're...
Arguably the best ones.
It truly depends on what mood I'm in or was in. I don't think you kind of
put
the clamp on those.
You guys
I ate them at an unhealthy level.
The best.
You guys don't hit truck stops as much as I do because you're not lot lizards.
Your sister is.
Hey.
Well, she is.
She's
not a lot lizard. She's a mother of one.
Well, she's on maternity leave. Yeah, otherwise, she'd be right back in the lots.
But I'm just on the you know, if I'm generalizing, I believe you drive truck over there, sir, for a living. I believe that's right. Yeah, on the whole, truck stops smell pretty bad. You know, especially the bathrooms.
I don't know where this is going.
The other day, when we traveled to my hometown in Indiana, we drove all night long.
All night long.
When I woke up after a refreshing 10 hours of sleep, we were somewhere in Indiana. I walked into the truck stop, and it was a truck stop that, sure, it had a Subway.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, it had a Zabarro or whatever. But it also had...
Put a Z in front of Zabarro.
Zabarro?
Yeah, it's he had swords. He sword fighter.
Oh, yes, and sold pizza, yes.
That's how he cut up the pizza.
That's right. It had a Cinnabon in it as well. Even the truck stop bathroom smelled good.
Cinnabon.
Which
Cinnabon
never
Wales.
Happens. Never. Sir, yes. Am I right?
Never.
It's the fourth layer of hell is a truck stop bathroom, right?
No, so
here. Cinnabon.
Hey, look, this is no shot at Subway, but I don't want Subway to sneak into my Cinnabon smell. No. I want a nice, clean palate when I hit Cinnabon.
There was nothing else you could smell. Literally, there it was in the center of the store.
Perfect.
There was nothing else you could smell.
Heaven.
Well, let's go back to last night, because again, Carly Zucker and Jason Zucker did that awesome bit last night, raising some money, kicking off their campaign. Carly hates cinnamon.
What?
Yeah.
You know,
and she doesn't like cinnamon rolls.
Nikki hates cinnamon stuff, too.
It's a deal breaker.
What's wrong with them?
Right.
I don't know.
No, they're, people always say it's hard to be married to somebody that doesn't share the same political views or religious views, because there's just so much conflict. That's how I feel about cinnamon rolls. That's a deal breaker.
Really?
Right, because if I wake up in the morning and I don't smell cinnamon rolls, the S is going down, right? Like, I'm going to punch a wall.
It's going down.
Where's my cinnamon rolls? How come it doesn't smell like cinnamon rolls in my house?
Get a candle. I'm really into the candle scene lately.
I bet you are.
I am.
It's because you take baths.
I haven't in a while. What? Sorry, go ahead.
What is your weight at now?
Oh, about 225.
Wow!
Thanks, Ric Flair.
311.
Do it. You're already drunk.
But I'm just saying, get a candle that's... Candles whale.
Why?
Because they smell nice, they look
Hello,
nice,
Ms. lady.
And that's the third reason. I rest my case. Candles
how many times have you taken a nude photo of yourself that you've then Snapchatted, and the only lighting in the bathtub is candlelight?
I don't send nudes.
You just receive them.
That's selfish.
You only receive...
My body looks like Crane from Ninja Turtles.
What else does your body look exactly like?
It looks like something that was left in a bathtub for too long.
What? Are you taking a bath?
It also, yeah.
What else does your body look exactly like?
It also looks like a pumpkin that was thrown against a wall.
And that was Meat Sauce with What Else Is It Exactly Like?
Or the one that got a big laugh. Oh, great. Never mind.
You didn't even finish the sentence.
I went too far earlier. Did you just moo fart?
I don't think that came out of his ass.
What's a moo fart?
You know what? I'm going to take this segment off.
We're laughing at your joke.
Yeah, well, what do you want us to do?
Talk more about
don't
your moo fart.
Put that banana near me.
Just saying.
I think moo fart was Simba's dad.
Or a video.
It's so weird how if you are surrounded by people that have kids the same age as you, all of us, I think, go through the same thing. Lion King comes out on DVD. Basically, every couple in my neighborhood that has a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old, the week following Lion King's release, had sat through that film about 15 times.
It's so good.
Because I went 20-something years without seeing it, and then you see it 15 times in a week, and you can all of a sudden recite every word to it.
It was locked up in the vault.
It was in the Disney vault.
Yeah.
Lion King whales.
Yeah. Whales.
One of the best.
Very good.
Yes.
Whales.
Very
Aladdin
very
whales.
Good. Scar's a badass bad guy.
He is.
He's a solid, solid bad guy.
Yeah.
So's
Jafar.
Jafar is a great bad guy.
Still have never seen Aladdin.
What? I died when I first saw that. It was so funny.
You've really? Never
Robin
seen
Williams
Aladdin?
Was,
didn't see it once.
The genie.
Jasmine's the hottest Disney princess.
What about the big sexy blue chick in Little Mermaid?
Ursula.
What is wrong with you?
The big, sexy blue chick. She's mostly black.
Yeah.
Right? She wears a lot of black.
Would you?
So, well, yeah. For those of you who have seen Lion King, for those of you who have seen Lion King in the last couple of weeks since it came out on Blu-ray and DVD, in digital Disney, the scene where Nala and Simba are kind of prancing around the waterfalls. Can you feel the
Oh, you should play that, Hoxie. Great point.
When Nala's lying on her back in the grass and she's giving Simba the old F me eyes, my 11-year-old, about to be 12-year-old, she turns 12 tomorrow, the 12-year-old says, geez. And she looked at Angie and basically said, what's up with those looks? And she's 12. She gets it. I'm like, yeah, that's... Those are pretty aggressive eyes for a Disney film. That's basically saying it's go time, big time. There's going to be another king in the future here in about, I was going to say 9 months, but I don't know how long a lion stays pregnant. Mark, looks like you're thinking about
it. Yeah, I have no idea.
Google it.
Never thought of it.
No.
Never worried about it.
It's all right. Carly thinks humans are pregnant for 10 months.
Yeah, what does she know? Oh, Hogsley. Remember when he played this?
Barely, because I was wasted. And holding your hand, I think.
You cried. Yeah. This is what got you to cry.
This made me cry.
Yep.
Yeah.
After you bought about $400 worth of merchandise, and I think half of it you left.
I've made a lot of really bad purchases, but that hooded sweatshirt's number one on
I
the
believe
list.
It. And that you bought his greatest hit CD that you owned on your iPhone.
Hey, because Disney owns Pixar, let's take Pixar out of it. Best true Disney film of all time, if you do not count the Pixar films.
Oh, Aladdin.
Best or favorite?
Well, same thing. That's the same thing.
Aladdin.
It's mostly the same thing. What's your personal favorite?
Sword in the Stone, I think. Old school.
Wow.
No one says that.
Yeah. I like it. I think it's super underrated. I wouldn't say it's really my favorite, good. But way underrated.
Okay.
Merlin.
I wanted to live with Merlin in the woods so bad after
that's
that.
A creepy sentence.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah, I didn't think about sure it before
he
said it.
I'm sure he would have said the same thing.
Yeah, he would have welcomed you.
I know exactly Merlin Olsen? I know exactly what he would have said when you wandered into the woods.
But,
oh, hi, Mark.
Man. Little Mermaid's up there.
Yep.
Lion King's up there.
Well, how much does it change if you put the Pixar in?
Well, that's why I took it out.
Because it's Toy Story?
Well, though. And a lot of them were before Disney bought Pixar anyway, correct?
Right.
Weren't a handful of them before? At what point did Disney buy Pixar?
I don't know. And
a lot of Google questions.
There's a point in time where it gets like a gray area, because I think my answer would be Frozen, which I feel like it's a Pixar,
that's
but it's good. Not.
That's not. Right? That's just Disney.
That's a Disney one. What about Moana? Is that Pixar?
Moana's just Disney.
Just Disney.
Yeah. No,
the newer ones, in my mind, you know, the nostalgia factor is out, but they're actually good movies. They're watchable a billion times.
Yeah, just keep talking. Mark and I are going to toast your strudels. Yep.
What kind are they today?
Gotta guess.
Dear God, look at you. You're like...
God.
I just took a bite of the food.
Apple. What is your last meal?
Like a
meal.
Lion in the mist over there. My God.
It was Gorillas in the Mist, excuse you. Great film.
We were talking about Lion King. It's topical.
God, this is really good. This is Apple something, right?
Just Apple. Good old Apple.
Holy F.
Hi, Fargo Flash.
What's up, guys?
Jeez, Corey had one in two bites.
Yeah, just slow down there, baby.
Yeah, don't choke. Beauty and the Beast is solid.
Cheat day?
No, Sunday.
Every day's cheat day for Corey.
Mm.
Look at him.
So, Corey, do you count the...
I didn't know I was doing radio with Ron Popeil.
Who the hell is Ron Popeil?
Food dehydrator guy.
Oh.
Makes things healthier by, turkey jerky, fish jerky, beef jerky.
Oh, never mind.
You love jerky.
Big fan.
Hey, it's jerky time.
Yeah. I'll be back in 90 seconds. It's how long it... Never mind.
Yeah, we got what you were saying.
Yeah, you're having a hard time with that line today. You know, and whether or not
it wouldn't
cross
matter.
It.
Even if you two crossed it, I would get yelled at for it, like I always do.
Yeah,
Abbott.
Yeah, Abbott is turning into a Todd. He was really excited yesterday. Found out about what's the thing, AJ, with the Star Wars?
Oh, that JJ is going to direct episode 9.
He had some poll that he won in his Tatooine's group because he said it would be JJ Abrams. And of course, he got to pick first because it's his group.
But keeping track at home, Fargo Flash made 6 toaster strudels. Mark and I have gone through 2 of the 6, so you scavengers better hurry up. Otherwise, Mark and I are going to finish this entire plate.
You're fat.
No, go ahead.
Yeah.
You're eating for 2, it looks
go
like.
Go ahead, Weird Al in the fat video.
I didn't know I was doing radio with Calista Flockhart over there. I was on Ally McBeal.
Didn't know I was
sleep with Harrison Ford.
Didn't know I was doing radio with the guy looking to get the highest cholesterol on the planet.
Wow, good one.
Oh,
you got me. Oh, you got me.
Oh, that one.
Oh, my gosh.
You win. Call the fight.
That's a new standard.
As I said last week, throw in the white towel. I lose.
Is that Shecky Green over there?
Who?
Exactly.
Great song.
Thank you.
I am still. Boy, if you're keeping track at home, I'm also 30 pounds lighter than Meat Sauce, and he's acting like I'm Jabba the Hutt.
You're Lord Matt.
No, it's not. No, you're catching up.
But 30?
You're doing very, very well.
Yeah, but the second my legs go, I'm putting the weight back on. 41.
So you're down 41 pounds?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yes. Nice. 205? Impressive.
205-ish?
A little bit heavier.
All right.
I didn't realize how big I actually
It's like
was.
2 months so far? 60 days?
July 6th I started. Mm.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I'd take my top off, but there's a lady in here who'll throw up.
Oh, good for you.
When we come back, the Fargo Flash joins the Power Trip Morning Show.
2-0, baby.
We have a 2-0 squad with some controversy of brewing. So we want to talk Connor Rota and Demry Croft with the Fargo Flash right after this. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
T-Mobile store in the IDS Center this Friday, September 15th from 11 to 1 for your chance to meet Minnesota Twins slugger Miguel Sano. Details, KFAN.com, keyword events. And while you're at it, tweet at KFAN
1003 with the hashtag MVP table promo, and you could win a VIP table for the football feast. Buffalo Wild Wings in Coon Rapids this Friday, September 15th. Must be 21 plus and no purchase necessary. Details, KFAN.com, keyword contest.
How long are you going to talk?
Got a lot today.
Gosh, what is this, the AJ show over here? Jeez. I mean, Pear Bear hasn't said anything in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Mark, tell him to pipe down.
Yeah, zip it, AJ.
That's true.
The Fargo Flash joins us weekly during the Gopher football season to break down all things Golden Gophers.
Yeah.
And we got a 2-0 football squad for the first time in...
Too long.
50 or 60 years, we have a
2-0 debut head coach, right? It's been a long, long time,
1949,
right?
1949 like, or something
Murray
crazy.
Warmath or yeah. something, right? Was the last one to do it.
Yep.
Also, the 48 points... that the Gophers scored on the road against the Beavers. Thank you, Sauce.
The Beaver.
Most since they put up 49 against Northwestern in 1980. So they're breaking records.
It was a Denny Green Northwestern team, by the way.
Is that right? Yep. Take that, Denny Green.
Yep. Fun fact.
The late Denny Green.
Sure. 2-0, the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Before we talk Demry Croft and what's going on there, or speculate or guess, or just throw out random rumors, let's talk about the 2-0 squad. They obliterated that team after Oregon State got back into it. I watched almost all that game. 17 rip.
Yep.
Oregon State gets back into it quickly, and you're going, oh, God, are we really going to blow this?
Here we go again.
And then it was just destruction, right? The defense did everything right. Shannon Brooks was a monster. Rota didn't do a lot, but everything they asked him to do, he did really well.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that we've talked about for the 19 years I've been here. You always look for that week one to week two improvement. I've always believed that that's the most improvement that you will see. Coach Fleck disagrees a bit. He thinks you see it week in and week out. But the improvement that we saw was significant in the offensive line first. The offensive line play in week one was a bit atrocious. I think that was a probably better Buffalo team than we originally thought. But that being said, the way that that team came out and got enough push, again, we don't need to have Lombardi Award winners at every position that can drive guys 10 yards back, but enough push to let Shannon Brooks and Rodney Smith get to that second level, get to those linebackers. So that part was significantly improved. I thought Connor Rota earned the starting position in that game. If you looked at the way that he handled that offense with a lot of confidence, and when they asked him to throw, he did enough with it. He went and found Tyler Johnson for another big interception or a touchdown reception in that game. And then I thought the defensive front seven played better than they've probably even played week one. That defensive front seven, they run more of a 3-4 scheme, not what P.J. Fleck originally intended to do. That's not the scheme that he brought here. But given the linebacker depth that he has and the lack of depth in the defensive line, he goes with a lot of athletes that can run. So they got off the edge against Oregon State in a big way and put a lot of pressure, especially when that game got close. And then the area that I picked on a lot in week one was the defensive backs, especially the cornerbacks. That play was also much improved in week two. And so I didn't call 48-14. And so when you look at that game, and again, I don't know if it's the barometer of a season will come down to week two Oregon State, but the way they put that team away in the second half, I thought was super impressive.
Went up high for it!
So let's talk about Demry Croft in game before we talk about Demry Croft out of game. He got basically benched in that in that game because he tried the scoop and score, and P.J. Fleck says, we never do the scoop and score try on offense. On defense, I assume a lot of defensive coordinators like it. Go for it. Try to convert. On offense, it's about re-securing the ball, and it sounds like Demry tried to pick it up, and Fleck was hating that.
Yeah, and let's think of the position that he's in. So Connor gets the start, and that's great for Connor, and I think they go in there kind of the co-starters they're going to rotate. Well, the guy that sits on that bench, I don't care if it's Connor Rota or Demry Croft, you're sitting there on the bench for the first couple series. It's raining out. It's cooling down. You'd just gone through an hour-and-a-half-long warm-up, and so the body changes, and then you're asked to go out on the field, that quarterback position. It's a wet ball. It's a packed stadium. It's gotten darker out. The lights are on. And so you put him in a tough situation. But that being said, you're right. When that ball is fumbled at the quarterback position, you can do everything that you can and jump on it and save it. And he took a little bit more of a nonchalant in a way that they do not coach. And I don't think that was the nail in the coffin. But it just seemed that he wasn't ready to take command of that offense. It's almost like the body language. You could just see, even on TV, the way that Connor approached that huddle and approached the line of scrimmage, it looked like the guy that wants to be the guy.
Win him hard for it!
With Demery out this week, who's the backup?
Seth Green.
Okay.
So if you remember, Seth Green was a local guy, played out at East Ridge, started as a freshman, transferred his senior year down to Dallas, wanted to get maybe a bigger, more exposure for recruiting. Originally committed to Oregon when Oregon was the program in college football. Oregon goes through a coaching change. I think he has second thoughts. Comes back up north to Minnesota. Didn't have a great spring practice. Remember, he was wrapped up in some of the off-the-field stuff last fall. And so, again, playing with, needing to really prove that he's worthy to play on the field. So he comes in super talented from a recruiting standpoint. Hasn't shown it yet here at Minnesota, but who knows? He might get his chance on Saturday.
Middle Tennessee on Saturday. Demery Croft will not be with the team. It sounds like yesterday PJ Fleck said personal reasons first, and then all the waves came out after that. That this is not a sick relative. This is not a family emergency of some kind that he needs to be away from the team. It sounds like it's disciplinary. He said, let me read this quote here, even though we probably have the soundbite somewhere. He said, quote, if you do not do the right things academically, athletically, socially, or spiritually, if you do not uphold the high, high expectations of our culture on and off the field, you will not play. It does not matter who you are. So he did something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something off the field happened that is against their team policies. You could speculate now exactly what it is. It's some type of substance abuse, sexual assault. I mean, who knows what it is? I think what they do right away is make sure he's removed from the program, and now they'll assess the situation to see how long this being off the team will be, and who knows?
It sounds like it might not be short. Again, I mentioned it earlier.
Yeah,
AP John Krasinski last night on Barrero basically said he would not be surprised if it's multiple weeks, and the way he worded it was he has not been kicked off the team yet.
It's a big
deal. Weird way to word
that.
That's too bad.
And again, for the future of the program, he is the guy. Connor Rhoda is a fifth-year senior. He's going to be down here in 9 games. So he was the guy that was getting some experience, even preparing to play in week out, even though he might not be the guy in the field. And so from a program standpoint, it's a big deal if PJ Fleck look at his most seasoned guy that will be coming back in 2018. And so he said from day one he holds these rules up high, and he's not going to make any compromises for any player, including Demery Croft. So that being said, Middle Tennessee State's a good team. Middle Tennessee State goes to Syracuse last week. They win 30-23. Week one, they lost to Vanderbilt, a pretty good Vanderbilt team, on the road, 26-6. And so this is a legitimate team. I've always said through the entire non-conference, this would be the most challenging opponent that they would play. They have a quarterback who's actually the son of the head coach. He's a junior. He has a ton of passing records for Middle Tennessee State. They have some dynamic, speedy receivers that are young. One's a true freshman. One's a redshirt freshman. And then defensively, they have a coordinator that went to Syracuse last week and held them over 93 plays to a little bit more than just 3 yards of play. And so they felt defensively on the road at Syracuse, they played exceptionally well. And so it's a team that has a lot of confidence. They had a winning record. They went bowling a year ago. And so for Minnesota, this is one of those trap games in my mind. You got Middle Tennessee State coming here. You feel great about being 2-0. You got a week off after this to prepare for a really good Maryland team. And so this is the week that's the toughest week for a head coach to coach kids 18 to 22 years old, because they're in that second week of school and there's a little bit of a lull, and you think you've kind of come of age because you put up 48 points against a fair, if not below average, Oregon State team. This is the week to really grab those kids' attention.
Win up hard for it!
So have you seen enough from Connor Rhoda and this offense that when you look at the Big Ten schedule, and it's much more difficult than it was a year ago, right?
Yeah.
Where the Gophers had a pretty easy schedule.
Is.
Do you still see optimism more so than you did 2 weeks ago, or are you still nervous that they can't maybe pull it off against some of the bigger boys?
Well, I see optimism in a couple different ways, guys. I think our play, again, I think that improvement from week, if the improvement that I liked from week one to week two was great, and PJ Fleck likes to see it week in and week out, I'm hoping it's not trap week. I hope we see another type of improvement that's pretty significant from week two to week three to really seal this non-conference schedule to feel great about your team. So I feel better about the play in the field. I did not feel good about that offensive line play and the defensive back play after week one. Significantly better last week. And when you look at the Big Ten, that's the second part of it. it's a bit mixed, right? You got a Nebraska team that's a bit struggling, a Northwestern team that's struggling, which we thought they would both be pretty formidable opponents. You have a Wisconsin team that struggled last week against Florida Atlantic. I think Purdue's better than people expected, but still it's Purdue. Illinois seems to struggle. Iowa seems, again, not to be that really strong 10-2 type of Iowa team. Maryland does seem better than originally thought of. And then I think Michigan's still playing great Michigan football. So when I look at the schedule, I think it's still somewhat favorable. So again, barring some type of issues like we have this week with Demery Croft or any injury issues, if this team can stay healthy and can improve week to week and the Big Ten West starts to show some weakness, I still feel great about 9-3.
Couple things real quick for you, Fargo Flash, before we get you out of here. Connor Rhoda, this is something I didn't know. Maybe you already spoke about this. I'm sorry if you did. I was reading the paper a moment ago.
Oh, thanks, bud.
I highlighted this because I wanted to ask you about it specifically. Connor Rhoda, named the Gophers starting quarterback Monday, was a week from seeking employment in the field of medical sales last year because he was told by then-coach Tracy Clays that his scholarship was not going to be renewed.
Yes.
My goodness, how things change. Had he just underperformed? Was he not right for Tracy Clay's offense? How do you go from almost having your scholarship taken away to being your starting quarterback who looked really good last week?
I know, and if you think of, so what happened last year is that they informed him before the last game to say, hey, bud, this program doesn't have a vision for you in it. On senior day, let's have you go out with the departing seniors as a junior.
Really?
I always find that the most interesting game because I sit there to see, so what juniors are they going to kind of kick out of the campus? And he was on there. I was a bit surprised. The first phone call that Coach P.J. Fleck made was to Connor Rhoda.
Wow.
Because he had heard enough about, hey, you have no experience at quarterback, and although this kid has just one game starting in one last year, he is a fifth-year guy that's been around here. He knows to play some football. He's kind of an insurance policy, if you will. So he gets hired on a Friday, he brings him Saturday morning, and offers him a scholarship. Connor Rhoda was a walk-on before this, so offers him a scholarship, and albeit the chance to become the starter. And so he's done that. So you think about this guy had really said goodbye to football.
Sure.
And then within a week, he's back in, and not just back in, but back in as the starter.
And we've learned through Tommy Olsen that you can just wait and get into medical sales later.
Yes, take a year off. Yeah. Party. Go to Vegas.
Wow. Yeah, right.
Tan.
That's number one. Number two thing from today's newspaper about your Golden Gophers, the year 2021, which sounds like a made-up year, but it'll be five years, something like that.
This will be Cade's senior year.
Yeah. I'll be dead.
Minnetonka Skippers 2022 champions.
Wow. The opening game for your Golden Gophers of the year 2021 will be...
Buckeyes!
The Ohio State Buckeyes.
Oh. Wow.
How about that? Game one.
September 5th? Was that the date?
September 5th.
Yeah, we should check to see if that's that Thursday of Labor Day. Gosh, I hope it's not.
They'll
pack it.
Why are they just completely scheduling cupcakes?
Right.
After you saw what happened last week.
2021.
A couple other things that are needing that schedule too, guys. The Iowa games, right, or the Wisconsin games, I believe, get moved up. The Iowa games get moved up. A couple of those years, the end season, which is typically a rivalry game, will actually be Nebraska in some of those years. So there's a BYU scheduled in there too as well, I believe. They're slowly improving that schedule. And I think it's neat to play the Big Ten opener week one, which be ready to play. Indiana had that chance to do it this year and got smoked by Ohio State, kept it close for a while. But that should bring some fan interest early to Gopher football in the season.
Sweet.
So.
Can't wait.
Well, you know what the Power Trip Morning Show says about Gopher football.
Win up hard for it!
Yeah, man. That's right.
We got a Vikings team that's 1-0. We got a Gopher team 2-0. We got a Minnetonka 8th grade little Skippers team that's 1-0.
Wow, that's
playing Wayzata Saturday at 10:30
before the Maryland game. You're just rubbing it in now to the Spartans, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, we took Orno on to a 22-0 victory last Saturday. So if you want to come by Minnetonka High School Veterans Stadium, kind of your old stomping ground, would you come and give us a pregame speech?
Yeah.
A little motivational speech about 9:45 before our warm-up?
Well,
take the field at 10:30?
And to go full circle, Minnetonka also tried to kick Meat Sauce out after his junior year.
Yeah, no, my senior year. After the second game, the offensive coordinator walked in and said, if I was the coach of this team, you wouldn't be on it. So guess what I did? Mentally quit.
And then you physically.
You showed him.
Quit.
Did you quit?
Of course.
Well, it's payback time.
Duh.
Come back.
Of course.
Become a mentor for these kids. Yeah. Little motivational speech, 9:45 Saturday morning.
Yeah.
See you there.
I'll just show them a picture of my old teeth.
I'll fire the kids up.
Kids are going to be like, it's Halloween?
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Go Gophers.
Bye.
Vikings news is next. Power Trip Morning Show here on the Van. She's coming of age.
Join Meat Sauce this Saturday at Fractional Toys in Oakdale. Noon to 2, fall discounts, prizes, and much more. Details, KFA.com, keyword event.
Tonight.
That's actually, I believe he said Saturday.
No.
Yes, yes, Jack Black. And whoever that is. And Ben. Hi, Ben.
And hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, guys.
There's Mark Parrish. Mark Rosen will be here shortly, but it's 7:44. Which means we're about 4 minutes late getting to
Vikings News. It's time for Vikings News.
Touchdown!
Pickle Rick!
Presented by
Petco, your truck accessories pro.
Did you say pickle wrench?
No, I said pickle Rick.
He keeps saying that.
Pickle Rick? What does that mean?
Don't worry about it.
Mark, do you have a friend named Pickle Rick that I'm not aware of? Would you like one?
Nope.
Okay, cool. Did you watch the game Monday night?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Welcome aboard. Your thoughts on the Minnesota Vikings destroying the New Orleans Saints?
That was really, really fun to watch. It was nice to see what Bradford can do when he actually has some time. An offensive line, that was impressive.
A couple of awesome touchdowns to Diggs. One to the guy that was at the Zucker event last night, Kyle Rudolph. That was a sick throw by Bradford. Great catch by Rudolph. That was awesome. That was basically the dagger. Saints aren't great, but you punished a bad team. But we're moving on to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Zimmer mentioned yesterday in the press conference, quote-unquote, short week, right? Because it's one less day to prepare, although it's pretty standard that they do a little pre-research before the week before. So obviously they've been looking at the Steelers for a while, but now they're going to deep dive. We talked to B-Rob yesterday on this show. Sounds like they haven't done a super big deep dive yet either. Normally Tuesdays, they're what? Charity kind of off day, correct?
That's right.
Day, yep.
But did they get right back at it yesterday? What happened yesterday?
Yesterday was a day off.
It was still a day off.
Yeah, because don't they...
For treatment and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, they get their... A day off is used loosely because they still get their film. They get their review from the week before. They do their treatment. They're just not
a full practice.
Right.
Yep.
I think they only have to do half day today or something like that. He said that in the press conference.
Well, yeah, but haven't we heard... They still practice, but it's not like it used to be where it's mostly just shorts and shoulder pads or even that.
Okay. It's my weekend outfit.
Thanks, Vince Lombardi.
He's
here?
He is. Yeah. He is. Always. He's amongst us. Yep. Here's Coach Zimmer yesterday talking about Sam Bradford and complimenting him, but, he's going to make sure he compliments everybody.
He played really well. He played really well. You know, some of the third downs that we converted, third and eight, third and nine, whatever it was, there's a few of those, and so, but you know, honestly, it was really, he played good. Don't get me wrong, but you know, he got help from the offensive line. They gave him time. We ran the ball better. We had some play actions. You know, I think it was just all a combination of things. And I think, when you're humming on all eight cylinders, I think it's a little bit easier. Not that it's easy to play quarterback, but all those other people helped him too. We made some great catches. Diggs made a great catch. Treadwell made a really good catch on a, on back shoulder. Adam made some good catches. Kyle made a good catch on the touchdown. So, guys played well around each other, and I think that helped as a offensive team.
What an awesome endorsement opportunity at some point for Laquan Treadmill.
Right. Do people still use those?
Sure. I have.
Can
one.
I ask
the
a
one
question?
Down the hall is used all
what
the time.
Yeah, hockey's the only one that uses it. But aren't they bad for your knees?
If you have bad knees.
Well, hockey's sister does.
Or if you weigh 600 pounds, then your knees are probably going to give out.
Can I ask a question?
I can't wait.
This is maybe directed more towards Parrish, but Sam Bradford's the best player on the team, right? Technically, he's the most important player on the team. He's the
quarterback. Yeah, he's the most important.
He played unbelievable. He's the second guy in Vikings history to have all those stats that he had.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think behind closed doors
that's not accurate. That was so misleading.
But no, he's the second.
For a season opening game.
Sure. Either way, it makes sense if you know the facts. I'm not here to report that. But honestly, do you think behind closed doors he tells them how great he played? I mean, he just downplayed. Well, they made great catches. No, Sam Bradford was on fire on Monday. He was great.
Parrish, answer that question.
If it's a question. But you know what I mean? even though the best players probably get better treatment, but he played well. Do you think behind closed doors he was, like, unbelievable?
Oh, yeah. For sure. But, yeah, to the media, everybody gets treated the same, and probably more importantly, for the rest of the team to hear that everybody's on the same level, even though you know darn well
he's not.
Each player has different set of rules. When you're the superstar, when you're the most important guy, yes. Just it's important to do it for the players that are to read that or hear that, that you know.
Probably he told Sam, unreal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure.
Compare that tone and that conversation to the video that even though they know it's on camera, the post-game locker room conversation that Zimmer had with the team, it's a completely different person. I mean, it's all positive after the game. And even in that moment, though, when all he's dishing out is positive praise post-game after the win on Monday, the players also know there's a lot that we can fix. So that goes both ways. You get the praise, but you know there's stuff to work on. You get downplayed, and you know that you did really well. I mean, it goes both ways.
So, Parrish, this is going to sound like I'm being a douche, but I'm not. I mean, I am, but I'm not in this question. right. Were you ever the best player on an NHL roster? Were you ever, like, the man?
No.
Jeez. Jack.
That's mean.
I would say I was the best player, but I was, my last couple of years on the island, out on Long Island, I played, you know, all the situations, 25 minutes a night, and different players are going to have different sets of rules. You're going to have, it's just the way it works.
God, so you were alpha dog there for a second.
Oh,
in New
York. Oh, they were terrified of my bark, let me tell you.
Did you go to Massapequa?
I did.
What's that?
What?
It's a town. Massapequa. Take the train into the city.
Yeah.
See all the sights.
Mm-hmm.
New York, Wales.
Yes, it does.
Massapequa kind of kicks ass. I like the island.
Mm-hmm.
Been there once. It was
really
lovely.
Nice.
You're just saying that.
It's like the suburbs here, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Long Island's basically like the Twin City suburbs.
A boatload of money, though.
Is that right?
Oh.
Not the area I was staying in 17 years ago, but okay.
No, oh, man. There's some serious... there's old money out there.
Way too
much. Shook enough hands with Rockefellers out there. Yeah, I think there's some money out there.
How many Rockefellers are there?
A lot.
Are those the people that invented oysters, Rockefeller?
Yes.
Okay, my humor is not good today.
You guys are doing good!
1, 2, 3, 4. True Stone Financial brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. When we return, we expect the great Mark Rosen to talk sports. Then at some point in the 8 o'clock hour, AJ Mansoor. We have so much more than that.
We do. Rosie will join. We're going to talk about the Twins making some history in the MLB. And I have more Properties Brothers tickets to give away, Corey. This is your Lexus lineup brought to you by Lexus of Wayzata, Lexus of Maplewood.
Always a smooth transition. Fan 5 is next. Power Trip Morning Show right here on The Fan.
Mark Parrish, Mark Rosen, Mark, and Mark in the morning.
Howdy, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Smiley.
How you doing, baby?
Good.
Bitch.
Hey, lady, relax. Jeez. My goodness.
Already. Sass.
Oh, hi, Mark. Nice sass.
Nice sass.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi.
Who's talking to the other one?
I know. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, guys.
Do people coming up to the street now doing that to you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yep.
And
that and Pear Bear.
Pear Bear. Well, Pear Bear's caught on. The Jason.
Mm-hmm.
What?
When I heard the news today.
Let's do some Fan 5. There's some
already?
Sports to talk
we
about,
have,
Mark Rosen.
I mean,
my sports town is on fire
yes,
right now.
Yes, it is. And it's brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com.
That was going to start again. Let's talk basketball. Yes,
Lynx 101-81 Mystics. The Lynx 1-0 in the postseason. They rolled the Mystics last night thanks to Augustus's 24 points. Fouls had 18. Waylon, of course, is back. Just 2 points, 2 assists in 17 minutes. Not a huge factor, but how about the Lynx going 12 of 17 from downtown?
Well, this is what 8 days off and Cheryl Reeve in your face will get you, because she was not about to let up on her basketball team after getting the number one seed. And she said, it's great that we got that, but that's not our objective. We want another ring. And they went back to work. And
go to Continental Diamond.
They can do that, and they probably can provide them. I don't think they get a WNBA championship ring down there, but pretty
they
close.
They can do whatever they want.
And, again, another venue to play at, making Williams Arena their home with the temporary air conditioning. And they needed it last night, and they'll need it again Thursday night when the high is 90, I think. So,
what year is this?
I know.
What sort of sick of the air conditioning?
It's, yeah, I,
But it apparently was pretty comfortable for the fans, and they made it as, you know, I'm sure Lindsay Whalen felt right at home. And again, it was nice to just see her back on the court because missing how many games? 12 games. Yeah, since the, that's a lot.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said.
But they just dominated that game. I mean, I think it's pretty clear, unless Washington manages to come some sort of heroic comeback, that it's Minnesota and LA are on the proverbial collision course for a rematch for the WNBA championship. As it should be.
Hey, you want to hear some great news?
Yeah.
No.
The Minnesota Twins won 16-0 over the San Diego Dads of Anaheim. 7 home runs for the Twins. That's a season high mark, right? 7. That's good.
Target field record.
That's also a target field record for the most home runs in the game.
You're not going to stump me on this.
But even more impressive, that is first time in Major League Baseball history that a team has hit a home run in each of the first 7 innings.
That was a remarkable revelation last night when they... Someone did their research, and there's so many baseball statistics, as we all know, but that one kind of threw me. I went, wait, in the history of Major League Baseball, with all the great power teams, Yankees, all this, no team has done that? It doesn't seem that hard to believe. It's
right, and I'm Cindy Lauper.
No, you're not. but, yeah, it was started with Dozier in the first inning. I think it ended with Vargas in the 7th inning, and... I don't know, some slacky missed out in the 8th inning. But
who's slacky?
He's hitting in the 5th spot last night. but, yeah, it became an exhibition game. It was just rolling right along. 16-0. It only counts as one, but a big one because the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, whatever they are, lost last night to Justin Verlander.
Mr. Upton.
Mr. Upton threw a one-hitter through 8 innings, so the Twins now have a 2-game lead in the wild card race. And that's... big, because that, we're down to, 17 games, 16, 17 games
something
now?
Like that.
And so they're in pretty good shape right now.
Tonight, 7:10, Irvin Santana versus something called Dinelson Lamet.
That's a terrible name.
That's not a good name.
What?
What is his name?
D-I-N-E-L-S-O-N, Dinelson.
Well, he's 7-7, so he must be their best pitcher, because San Diego's terrible.
Well, thanks, Rosie.
Well,
so...
But also, 7-7 is in no way indicative of how good of a pitcher he is.
Correct.
He could have a 37 ERA.
Well, his ERA is 4.32.
That's
not bad.
That's a little more telling. L-A-M-E-T for the last name.
Lament.
Lament.
Lament. Lament.
Dinelson.
Lanolin? Like sheep's wool?
Yeah. Yeah. And,
that's a terrible name.
It's a terrible name. Dinelson.
Yeah, so things are looking up. And Santana, who would pitch the playoff game, will pitch tonight. We could start talking about playoffs.
Let's talk baseball.
That's awesome.
I got 3 other baseball notes for the two of you, Mark and Mark of the morning, to discuss. the Indians won their 20th straight baseball game. They won 2-0 over the Tigers. That is an AL record that ties an AL record with the 2002 Oakland A's.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The longest streak ever is 26 straight by the 1916 New York Giants, but that included a tie in the middle of a 12-game win streak and then a 14-game win streak. There was a tie in there. So that's kind of cheating.
No ties in baseball.
Right. The longest streak without a tie, which sounds ridiculous, is the 1935 Cubs, who won 21 straight.
Crazy.
So they're just one shy of that. Here's what's even more telling. Did you see the crowd at Progressive Field last night?
No, why would anyone...
For the 20th consecutive victory by the Cleveland Indians?
Well, I cheated. I just looked.
Okay, then don't answer.
I won't answer.
Take a shot.
Well, you're saying it because
turn that off, because Chris is not there to turn the volume down.
Where'd he go?
Probably the bathroom.
We're talking basketball. He left.
It has to be extremely low or you wouldn't have brought it up. Because if it were a sellout, we'd all know that, because it's to watch a team win 20th.
Yeah, man, it's 20-game win streak, Paul.
I bet there were 200 people there.
Oh, come on. That's...
Okay. Times 4.
Okay.
Which is?
You don't even know what that is.
16,000. How about this, though, for a fun...
Can I answer the question?
And not a lot.
24,654. And the only reason I bring that up is it's not 40,000 or 200, as you said.
It's closer.
But here's
24,000.
And you know that
20 straight wins.
That's sold tickets. That wasn't even the actual people in the seats.
Well, this is what happens this time of year when you have school nights in the middle of the week. And even though if your team is playing exceptionally well, like Cleveland is, I don't know what they're expecting tonight, because tonight they could go for the record.
Well, they didn't care about the 20th straight. Why would you care about the
21st? I'm just saying that that's not, unless you're in Chicago, maybe St. Louis, couple other cities, you're not going to draw 35, 40,000 for a game on Tuesday
Think
night.
Of the story this would be if this were the Yankees.
Oh, my God. You'd never hear the end of it.
Never.
Well, nor should you. It's historic. No, it's awesome.
It is.
But that, they can't even get 30,000 people to watch a baseball game. That's a, you know, an historic
Well, again, I'm giving you the reasons. And I think even though it's a historic thing, people are going, oh, they're going for the 20th win. We're going to go tonight. And yet we have this going on and this going on.
But
Cleveland proved, obviously, when the
Rosie, here's my comeback to that. If you like baseball at all, if you're a Cleveland Indians fan, if you don't go to that game, why would you go to any game? Like, why would you? Because you could, once the school season starts, you could basically say from September 1st
on, get it, but I
don't go to a baseball game.
Because the games are on television, you can watch them. And I think Cleveland supported. Look, they were out in full force for the playoffs last year and obviously into the World Series, which they almost won. And I think when you get to that level, it's pretty hard to go, okay, this is going to top that just because it's a number. I mean, we understand we're seeing kind of baseball history, but tonight's game, let's see if they draw a little bit better tonight when they play again. Actually, they're playing, I just realized, look at this box, they're playing this morning at 11 o'clock. So they're going for that record. I wonder if it's a day-night doubleheader. No, it looks like just like a regular game because that's a short series. That's right. So Detroit at Cleveland this morning at 11:10. They won't draw more than 25,000 for that one, unless it's a school, you know what I mean, like a school outing.
A field trip.
And there's 300 buses that are going to be in there. So
The Dodgers, on the flip side of the Indians, the Dodgers had lost 11 straight. That was the longest losing streak since moving to L.A. in 1958. They finally won last night, 5-3 over the Giants. They're 93-52. They're amazing. 41 games over, but they finally snapped an 11-game losing streak. They had lost 16 out of 17, despite that record. They're now in the playoffs for the fifth consecutive year. Crazy that a team so good is capable of losing so many games.
Doesn't make sense.
But they're back on track. One other baseball note that I think is fascinating. Speaking of getting into a baseball game extremely cheaply, the Oakland Athletics, who have been playing at the Coliseum apparently for 50 years, and it's a hellhole.
Yeah.
They announced a free home game next year. April 17th, 2018 is the 50th anniversary of their first game at the Oakland Coliseum.
Free. Boy, is that a dump?
Free.
We just said that.
Oh,
it's the worst.
Cool. Well, you know, this is why the football team is moving to Las Vegas.
Isn't it, Hockey, didn't you say one time that, well, you were there for a football game and it's hideous.
It's terrible. Yeah.
It's the last, isn't it the last multi-purpose stadium that we have? It was bad.
Parrish, I'm going to go to you first on this one. Shabazz Muhammad is signing a league minimum $1.6 million deal to rejoin the Timberwolves. He was the 14th pick. In 2013, it sounds like he turned down a more lucrative offer potentially from the Lakers, but the reason why he would stay with the Wolves is when he becomes a free agent next year, the Wolves will have his Larry Bird right, so he could theoretically sign a longer-term, more valuable deal over the salary cap, but the Wolves can't do that if you switch squads. So Shabazz Muhammad back with the Timberwolves.
Well, thank God. I know it was keeping me up at night. I could hardly sleep, and thank you for telling me he was going for the Wolves, because I had no idea what
I did that for you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Let's flip it. How about Stephon Marbury? 40 years old, he tweeted that he's working on an NBA comeback. Hasn't played an NBA game since the 08-09
season. Come home, Steph. Come home.
That's a long time.
Is this going to be a publicity stunt leading to like a one-day sign-and-retire bit?
He can still ball. Come on.
Or shoes.
Yeah, he can, but that's very different. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Hockey, your thoughts?
I don't care.
Okay. Can Chris Hockey name two teams that Stephon Marbury played for? Ooh, yes or no?
No.
I'm going to say yes because he played for a lot.
That's the thing is Marbury played for enough teams that one of them should be a given, but let's just be honest, it might not be. The other one he might just throw a dart and get.
I'm going to say no.
No.
You're going to say no?
Yeah.
Pear Bear. Could you do it? No.
I was just trying to think of a second one.
I'm gonna say he can.
I'm okay. Go,
all right.
So we got a couple of yeses, a couple of noes. Chris,
get off the computer.
Can you name two teams, and any team in China does not count, two NBA teams that Stephon Marbury played for?
Certainly.
Go for it.
He played for your Minnesota Timberwolves.
He got one!
Yep.
And
he played, he left here to go to the New York Knicks.
Oh. Is he right?
So,
no, didn't he go to the Nets?
No, he didn't. But he played for the Knicks.
Sure. But he played for the Knicks.
Yeah. He played for the Suns. The Suns, the Nets, the...
Milwaukee? Didn't he play for Milwaukee?
What's, no, you can
what's
look it up.
Milwaukee?
It's Algonquin for the good land.
Word.
Milwaukee is your safety word?
Milwaukee. Oh, okay. Didn't know I did radio with the spelling bee guy who pronounces everything perfectly.
Oh.
Your word is Milwaukee. M-I-L-U...
What?
Mil... M-I-L-U-K-E-Y-W-X.
Do it again.
M-I-L-W-U-K-E.
Do it again.
Well, you're kidding, right?
No!
Do it again.
M-I-L, Mil, W, U-A-K-E.
This cracks me up.
Do it again.
M-I-L, W-A.
That's right. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. W-A.
I don't.
K-E.
I'm done.
Tim Rolls, Nets, Suns, Knicks, Celtics,
you,
and four teams in
Celtics.
China.
I forgot about the Celtics.
Yeah. How this could one you forget year. About the Celtics?
Didn't he play with Shaq? Wasn't Shaq on that team?
God, he may have been. That was just a weird team.
Shaq went on like a weird tour.
Who was on that team in 2009?
Oh, I can tell you.
Yeah, Hawks.
Really? Don't tell me.
I can absolutely tell you if you'd like me to tell you.
Can you tell us the starting five?
Absolutely.
Sweet.
Michael Cetera.
Yep! You should play some Peter Cetera.
Oh, I...
It's his birthday today, Peter.
Unbelievable. No way, Jose.
Right? Anybody, do you want to know others?
Yeah. What position did he play?
Who?
Michael Cetera.
He played a forward guard.
Okay. The
old FG. Oh, I got another team that Marbury played for. In 2010, the Shanzai Brave Angry Dragons.
Brave Angry Dragons.
That's a terrible name.
Right here. It says in Wikipedia.
What does it say?
Right there.
Angry Dragons.
They're pissed off, but they're brave.
What about his present team in Beijing?
Yeah, the Beijing Fly Dragons. Angry Dragons. Yes.
Yes,
he likes the Angry Dragons.
Who doesn't?
He knew.
8-11. He just said he likes the Angry Dragons.
You just said it, too.
You did.
Yeah, but it's not as funny when I say it, because I will be the judge of that once we get the buttons.
Steph's coming on.
Oh, I bet.
Come on, man.
You were there yesterday, Mark Rosen, when P.J. Fleck brought up the Demaryius Croft situation and what's going on with personal reasons at first, and then that kind of quickly evolved into him not necessarily following some rules of some... We don't know what he did.
Well, actually, he didn't say it on his own radio show yesterday. He said it afterwards at his news conference. But the point is, there's something going on behind the scenes, obviously. Fleck had named Connor Rhoda as the quarterback based on his performance and what he's seen in practice, and he wanted someone to take over that role. And even though Demery fumbled the ball, he said it had nothing to do with it the other night. You know, the decision was sort of made after that, before that, actually. And Croft's been playing well, doing what he needed to do to run the offense. Connor's been playing really well. Croft ran 60-some yards for a touchdown at the end of the game. But now there's some personal issue going on that he says is way more important than football. Wouldn't say if it was a rules violation, but you get the sense that there is something else going on there. There's no pending criminal case or anything like that. So to the extent, all we know is that he will not be playing on Saturday, and Seth Green, former local kid, high school kid, will be the backup for Connor Rhoda. So we'll see how it works out.
Guys, any chance that you think this, that we're overreacting to this? And by that, I mean, could it be that he just threw a fit because he was...
No.
Sounds like it's more than that.
No, that's not it. I can tell you that's... I don't know what it is, but I know that's not it.
Okay, all right.
But it's also... I mean,
that might be part of it.
But there's a maturity issue, I think, too, with the young man, and I think there's a lot of those things that happen.
Well, how about, again, I keep quoting him because I heard it last night. I thought it was fascinating. Krasinski last night on Barrero said that even the previous regime may have had an attitude issue with Demery Croft, that this has been an ongoing concern, that he's maybe not the greatest locker room kind of a guy. Just
look,
in general,
when you have how many players you have on scholarship 2000, now?
400
and some. And PJ, as we know, he uses the word culture in a way that it gets annoying after a while. And I know I can sit right next to him and it becomes annoying. Yeah, I understand what he's trying to say and what he's trying to accomplish for a football program that has been down in the dumps, really. And they've had their moments, but not to the point where they've had a steady stream of sort of, you know, great bowl appearances, or just, you know, having players stay in school the whole time. Whatever it might be, there's been a lot of issues. And so he's trying to correct a lot of that. It's not going to get done in a year. I mean, he's got his players, his guys coming in next year. And again, on paper, has one of the best recruiting classes Minnesota's ever had. And, you know, I'm going to say, and we had this whole discussion about overachieving yesterday, and we were talking about Adam Thielen, and someone took issue with, you know, me saying he's overachieving. I said, well, in the context of a guy who got a $500 scholarship to go play college, and you're playing at a small school, and now you're rewarded with a multi-million dollar contract, it's not to suggest that he doesn't have the talent, doesn't deserve it, but from where he was, it is overachieving, if you want to use it in that basic terms, and I think that's exactly what it is. And I think what the Gophers are doing to a certain extent right now, they're playing it, but we'll see what happens to get to the Big Ten schedule. This is just two games in.
So, wait up hard for it!
That's talking Tyler about Johnson.
Overachieving from a system standpoint, right?
Correct.
Clearly, Adam's got all the talent.
Oh, absolutely.
He can do everything. But, super fast.
He was
great hands.
On the practice squad, but you still have to get noticed, and you have to do things that every single day at practice to get noticed.
His
look at Parrish's career.
That's why we love Adam's story.
Overachieving.
It's unlikely.
Fooled him for 12 years.
This guy
fooled him.
But you came from a hockey powerhouse. That's the difference.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Yeah, that was it. Those Huskies. Go Huskies.
Correct.
Just talking about Bloomington. But...
oh, yeah. Go Jaguars.
What?
Oh, zip it, Skipper.
Skippy.
The Twins did win 16 nice. Zip, and the Lynx won too. So you can pick your promo code either Lynx Win or Twins Win on PapaJohns.com, and that gets you 50% off today at PapaJohns.com. Pick one of those two promo codes, Twins Win or Lynx Win. More of the Power Trip Morning Show with Mark Rose and Mark Parrish and the rest of us idiots right after this on the van.
That guy's such an idiot. Why did he do that yesterday?
Such an
idiot. It's okay, baby. I love you anyway.
All week, gave away both yesterday.
Well, at least he's not the same idiot who simply can't find the B-Rob bit right now and has looked everywhere. We're struggling. We're on the struggle bus this morning, guys.
It. Just killing it.
We are. You know who else is killing it? Mark
the twins.
Rosen.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, that too.
He's so good at stuff. You are. You're good at things, man.
Good morning.
Make me happy.
Oh, please.
Proud.
Says the man that is entertaining thousands of people every weekend.
Stop it.
Hundreds. Okay,
oh,
13,
you downgraded
14.
It.
12.
Scores.
Scores.
Hey!
Who's that?
That's Jeff
my
Lambert.
My attorney.
Every
Lambert.
Week
right.
or two, he joins the Power Trip Morning Show for a little segment we like to call...
Stop breaking the law, asshole!
Yeah, I don't think it's ever been more
very
apropos.
Appropriate.
Yeah.
Very appropriate.
Jeff's a lawyer, a real life
this is personal
lawyer.
For you.
This is.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Thanks. It's been a tough week. As everyone knows by now, last Friday... Officer Bill Matthews, Wayzata police officer, was struck and killed on Highway 12 while he was clearing some debris. The driver of that vehicle was booked at the scene and now has been charged with two counts of criminal vehicular homicide and one count of driving on a canceled license. She appeared yesterday and bail was set at $500,000, and she is, I believe, going to probably be in custody till her next hearing, which is October 9th.
Whoa.
So the two counts carry a maximum 10-year sentence. Even though they're two counts, she can only be sentenced for one 10-year sentence, even if she's convicted of both.
Hmm.
But let me be clear, of course, she's charged with that, and you know, no matter what we think or say, she's still presumed innocent, and those are allegations, but very devastating effect on the Wayzata Police Department and the Wayzata community. So,
dumb question number one. Is it more severe because it was a police officer that was killed, or is it the exact same punishment regardless of who dies?
It is. No, it's not. There's not a. There's some different lower crimes for assaulting a police officer versus assaulting an individual, a non-police officer, but in this case, the homicide was regardless of the victim. So, it isn't enhanced because of the police officer.
So not only was she driving with a revoked license, she was also a distracted driver, correct?
And the two counts involve distracted driving, alleging that she was texting or using her cell phone, and the other count is negligently driving while under the influence of a controlled substance.
Mm-hmm.
That allegation is based on an examination that was done on her. However,
The blood tests are not back yet. So they did take a blood test shortly after the accident, and the results are at least have not been revealed.
What can you tell us about this family? That's the main concern for people who knew him and knew the family and all the entire Wayzata community, the entire police force.
Yeah, great. You know, as Chief Riswold said, he's one of the good guys. I mean, he was a good cop, but he was a great person. Married, has one child. They live in Plymouth. In fact, just bought a home a couple of years ago, I believe, in Plymouth, moved in. Which ironically is now going to be right across the street from where the funeral will be held tomorrow at noon, or tomorrow at 11 a.m. And there is a fund set up for him at Wayzata, Wells Fargo, Wayzata, and there's also a fund you can contribute to that's been put on the Power Trip page and a link to that, and for his surviving spouse and his child.
Yeah, that's a 7-year-old boy, you know, has to grow up without his father. And I, you know, we have all so much stuff going on in our world, and we can have fun with our sports teams. And you think about that at night, and you go, my goodness, well, how can we help fill a hole like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure family and friends and everything else, but there's nothing worse you can imagine.
Just a void.
It's never going to be filled. At that age, that very, very vulnerable age where you're looking to dad all the time for advice and things and to hang out with, it's just so painful in so many ways.
Yeah, and the pictures are even tough to look at that have been posted about he and his son. And it's pretty tragic. And no matter what happens to Beth Freeman in the in the criminal matter, she's going to live with this for the rest of her life. And and I don't know if there was I think it turned out to be Tyrone Carter.
It was.
There was a video, and in that she says, I just looked up and there he was. It's pretty tragic. So,
Obviously accidents happen. There are extreme extenuating circumstances with this, and it's so tragic, just horrible. And I'm so sorry for everybody involved. Do you find in what you do, just from what your perspective, Lawyer Lambert, are the people who continue to have these style of accidents and continue, I guess my question is, doesn't it seem like there's a group of individuals who just continue to do it the wrong way? Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I mean, when you have somebody who makes continuous mistakes like this, they just keep on doing it. There's no way to stop these people from getting behind the wheel of the car.
You can't take the keys away.
Bad decision, and that's right. No matter, in fact, here she was. Her license had been canceled, not suspended, not revoked. They had canceled her privilege to drive, and yet she continues to drive. But we have no mechanism to stop that. In this case, I think it was. Now it turns out that her roommate or the man she was living with let her use the car, or she used that car. That's still, I guess, a question of whether he allowed it. But in any event, she got in the car, and people do that all the time.
And the randomness of it, she's a ticking time bomb out there. And I know what you're saying, Hawk, because you do hear these stories, and it's like it's almost always repeat offenders. Distracted driving is a huge issue. We all know that.
Yes.
But there's being distracted, then there's countless
people that shouldn't even be driving.
No.
Be driving. And, you know, and I just on the distracted driving, you know, Minnesota's in the majority of not prohibiting the total use of cell phones. There are about 15 states that say you can't even use your cell phone in the car. Minnesota's in the majority, though, and they simply are, you can't read, compose, or send electronic messages on a device when you're in a car. And, you know, and it's a hard to enforce, because the officers look over and there's somebody, they don't know whether they're talking on their cell phone, which is permitted, or using their cell phone.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, here's a perspective. At 60 miles an hour, a car's going 88 feet per second. So if you're distracted for 5 seconds looking down, you've gone 450 feet, a football field and a half you've covered. And, you know, today out there on the road with all the construction, you can come around a curve and traffic can be stopped dead because of a construction project or something that you didn't even expect. And you know, it just I just hope that people will take a lesson from this, or hear this, and maybe some person will put down a phone and they won't end up being the guy in the back of a squad car saying,
yeah,
I just looked up.
Well, do you
and
see the,
there he was.
You see the time when we will join some other states and just prevent all of us, unless it's hands-free from using our devices? I mean, we are past that point now of no return.
We are. We are. And I mean, you can tell that from, you go into a meeting, go into a lunch meeting, and it looks like everybody's praying. You know, they've got their heads down, they're all looking at their cell phones, and getting in a car doesn't stop that. So.
Yeah, sauce. But I'll say this, though, about optimism. Let's go technology optimism moving forward. I actually think instead of it getting worse and worse and worse and us worrying about kids, I think technology is going to make this less and less likely as we go on, because everything is essentially hands-free anyway. You get into a car nowadays, it seems like every 6 months there's even more ways to communicate with people that you don't have. You just talk.
Right.
Right, and the car talks back to you. So I think whether it's texts or calls, down the road, you're not going to need to look at your phone because you can just keep looking at the road and talk
but
to anything.
It's the here and now we're worried about.
For sure. Right now, it's still a pretty dicey thing,
obviously. It's still here and now.
Down the road, I think it's going to be even easier.
Even with the hands-free, though, you get a phone call from somebody that can distract you for a couple of seconds. You're surprised to hear something, and you take your mind off of it. And we know, you know, the bicyclists, the pedestrians, the people, the construction workers out there are just doing their job. And you veer off a little bit, and tragedy.
It's about your eyes, though, right? Like you said, because you can be distracted talking to somebody in the back seat of the car. It doesn't have to be a phone call. It just has to, your eyes have to stay on the road. So as long as we can have some kind of communication where your eyes can stay on the road, but you can still text or talk, then you're all good.
We
got to figure that out. But sounds like a lot of car companies are all over that.
That's
it. They're getting
Let's
there.
Hope. Mm. And phones.
Let's avoid things like this.
I think the phones can have some technology as well.
For sure. All right, dude.
Well,
you're
anyway,
the best.
Thanks.
Sorry to hear about that, man.
My goodness. Please, everybody, help in any way you can.
And the public's invited, I think. Is it today?
It is. The reveal is today at the same church. It's the Free and Village Evangelical Church on Highway 101. Just into Plymouth, North 101, and the funeral is 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
Phone number if one would want to get in touch with you?
Sure, 952-475-3435.
Right on. Thanks, dude.
Thanks.
Jeff Lambert,
as always,
everybody.
Appreciate it, guys.
Fixing to dance.
Join Corey Cove at Liquor Boy in St. Louis Park this Friday, September 15th from 4 to 6 p.m. to taste test Minnesota's official cocktail bootleg. Details, kfn.com, keyword events.
That sounds like a good idea.
What was that?
Stubborn time. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hang on, what am I doing on Friday?
Yeah, Paul.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Six?
There's like eight conversations going.
I just have one, and then I'll stop.
Okay.
Is the iPhone 10 worth it?
Okay, so
we're just talking about this during the break.
Yeah, I heard you guys this morning. Your $999, $1,000 phone, it's blown out of proportion. Like, you know, people get sticker shock when they see that. All iPhones cost $800, $900, $1,000. You just pay for them in different ways. Mm-hmm. Either you lease it from your phone company, that's the way that a lot of them are doing it now, or you pay a $300, $400 fee, and it gets recouped in other facets. So you're paying that $1,000 no matter what. It's just people get the lump sum sticker shock. So
can you
don't,
that?
Don't get sticker shock by that. Is it worth it? The wireless charging is something cool. The bigger screen, OLED screen is cool. The facial recognition is cool when it works. You know, it's say what you will about Android versus iPhone. A lot of it is catching up to what the Android's been doing.
You want me to do it? You want me to do
it? So, I'll eventually get one. I'm not going to be like first in line, but I'll eventually get one.
Does it make?
Hell yeah, I want you to do it.
Does it make phone calls? Is that an added feature?
Varied reports.
Okay.
Boy.
Rosie, it's 2017. No one calls anybody. You just
this is true. I understand that.
Yeah, just
or where we're at,
in
basically.
Then yes,
if you look at the number of actual phone calls on your phone as opposed to text messages that you have,
not even text. People snap their genitals to each other.
I'm not talking about communicating with each other.
That's the way kids communicate now. Not kids, but like teenage kids.
That's overstating it a little bit.
I'm ask Sauce. That's what he does. He spends all day Snapchatting news.
What? Don't link me into this. I've never sent one.
You've never sent one.
Sent.
So you're selfish about it.
Yeah. They call me the Randy Moss of nudes, constantly receiving them.
So when Call Me Maybe was made, that's like doesn't exist anymore.
That's a good line.
No, oh, Rosie.
You sang that song at Room Chat Party.
Yeah, I wailed.
I'll never forget that.
You
were on stage singing Call Me Maybe.
Now I'm like a toad. Just
that
grabby.
Was just amazing.
Handsome toad.
Now it's just called Snap Me Nudes.
Yeah. Snapping nudes, okay.
Hey, I just snapped you, and this is crazy, but send me your wiener.
What now?
Oh!
What are you?
Whoa!
Is that you singing or the gal singing?
Okay.
Oh, hold on. My phone's ringing. Yeah? Yeah, I can do that.
Oh, man.
Can you repeat that?
No.
Tell Schwartzen I can't respond to his messages, texts,
what did he
tweets
send you
anymore.
Last night?
I can't repeat it on the air.
Man, you guys are getting...
He's just weird.
A-listers.
This just in. God, he's such a...
Don't encourage it.
No, I know. He's still in town.
My sources say that he has the desire to acquire a Rosie's a Fraud t-shirt.
Sure.
True story. He wants one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which means at some point, Nick Swartzen's going to be on Twitter with a Rosie's a Fraud shirt.
Yeah, perfect.
Or sitting
should be
courts.
Proud.
I will
or
be.
Or sitting courtside or like a Viking.
Or maybe in
Rosie's
a movie.
A Fraud. Right.
Yeah. And no one knows what it means except for us.
Or God Bless Vodka. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Good for you,
Mark.
Anyway.
You've made it.
Yeah.
I've got a few things for you guys, and I would just like, since we have two very special Marks in the studio, I'm going to have Mark number one.
Well, one special Mark.
Which we all know is Mark Parrish. Mark number one, pick a number between 1 and 7.
Okay. All right, let me say it out loud.
And now tell me.
Oh, okay. 3.
That was great.
2.
Oh, good choice. I like this one. I've had two separate stories in the last 2 days about real Vikings, like back in the day, that fascinated me.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday's story was about a warrior princess they found that really, she's not still alive. They dug her up.
It's like Encino Man, but better.
Right. And when they dug her up, they thought the remains were a dude for like 100 years. And then they did DNA stuff and they found out it was a lady. She was a warrior princess. And it completely set everything they thought they knew about Vikings back, alike because she was obviously the princess. This story, even more fascinating to me. A Danish farm field, I didn't know they grew Danishes on farms. I thought they made them vickers, has yielded a priceless harvest. A buried treasure of Viking gold necklaces, arm rings, and other precious objects that can help shed light on the relationships among Viking elite. Metal detector enthusiasts and archaeologists have uncovered roughly 3 pounds of gold from the field, almost all of it discovered in the past 18 months.
Wow.
The cache known as the Feisted Hoard, I used to date a girl that they had that same nickname.
Careful.
is the second largest known haul of Viking gold and the biggest in Denmark.
Ooh.
Pretty cool. They don't know where they got the gold. Like, where did you get the gold?
They pillaged and they plundered.
That's exactly what they did, Cor.
They ravaged.
They did.
You don't hear those words anymore, do we?
Only in Three Amigos.
No, it's true.
Never seen it.
Would you say we have a plethora?
What?
I've never seen it.
Are you kidding
plethora
me? You've got to see
film.
Three Amigos.
Terrific.
It's still hysterical.
Yeah, it holds up today.
It does.
So that's happening with real Vikings, or happened. I mean, I would like to have a metal detector. I think that would be soup's fine.
You
I think
should
that
would buy
be
one.
Yeah, that would be good for
already.
You.
Yeah, you should
I'm
buy
also surprised.
One.
You seem like,
here, hang on.
I mean this in the nicest possible
Don't
way.
Wait.
You seem like the kind of a guy that would own a metal detector.
He'll buy one.
Don't we all
a really, really high-end
treasure
one.
Somewhere?
Yeah, wouldn't it be fun?
Like in the back of your...
To go to like a Confederate battlefield, like and where there was a real battle and like metal detect.
You should do that.
Well, I'm amazed they're still finding these... in Germany, they're finding these bombs that were underground that they still don't know that could be detonated.
Yeah.
It's just... They're still all over.
That's a little freaky.
$256, Hawk.
Oh.
Is that it?
Yeah. There's got to be a higher end one.
Just put his credit card on it.
Get a better one than that.
He signed in over here.
Yeah, I know. Just go do it.
Just do what the Revenge of the Nerds did in Revenge of the Nerds 2 when they got stuck on that island. Just make one out of like coconuts.
Bamboo
or
coconuts.
Do you want the headphones so you know when you really have found treasure?
Oh, yeah. Let's get it.
And then you want the carrying bag, right, Hawk?
Yeah. He's going to look like Poindexter.
It'll be about 3-something.
Do you care, Hawk?
No, I want a good one.
That's a good one.
Free shipping right here. Here we go.
Get the best
metal detector.
Bounty Hunter. Here we go. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, guys, for being so sweet.
Oh, here we go, Hawk. Here we go. $1,500 underwater.
Oh, yeah. You got to have that.
You got to
have that.
Do you want it on?
Do it.
Yep.
there's a Visa
American Express metal detector fans.
Use the American Express if you would. But I want my miles.
Wait, no, you need. Yeah, thank you. You need the Mine Lab Excalibur underwater metal detector plus the heavy duty galvanized metal sand scoop.
And you need some mouthwash.
I do. Oh, yeah, it stinks.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was on this date in what year that the most fantastic cartoon of all time debuted? That would be Scooby-Doo on CBS.
Daphne was a smoke show, Chris. Am I right or am
I right? You're so right.
Wow. First crush.
And
first
when you're right, you're Daphne. Right.
Have you seen it?
Chris has watched
Scooby-Doo?
It.
Of course.
No, he knows this one.
He means have you watched the adult version?
Well, no.
I'm guessing Scooby-Doo debuted in the 60s somewhere. I'll say 66.
55.
71.
Roro?
62.
AJ?
I'm going to go 70.
Rosie, guess again.
Maybe 69.
That's right. It was 1969.
Wow, I was right. Nailed it. Thank you.
Nailed it. Man, what a great cartoon. Yeah. At one time,
a bunch of stoners solving crime.
At one time, the bus dropped me off at 3:26, and it came on at 3:30, and I would legitimately run to my house to watch Scooby-Doo.
Aww, come on. It was great.
Loved it.
They were so high. Right. So high. Yeah.
It was on this, speaking of so high, it was on this date in what year that Pee-wee's Playhouse started, starring the one and only Paul Reubens on Sherbert.
1988.
I was going to say early 80s. 85. I guess, or 84, 85. I don't know for sure.
One of you is exactly right. And it is 1986. Meatballs. Paul Lambert.
Thanks, babe.
Wow.
I love that show. I was 15 years old, man, but I still love that damn show.
It annoyed the crap out of me.
It annoyed you?
Word of the day, man. Conky, Flory.
I couldn't stand it. Just like the song, it just drove me crazy.
What? King of Cartoons?
Oh, yeah.
Were you a Mr. Rogers guy walking?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Growing up? Waking up.
Playhouse was sweet.
Yeah,
no,
but
it wasn't.
For a
it was
kid's
annoying.
Show, though, honestly, Miss Yvonne, put him away.
Yeah, I mean, right.
Excuse me?
No.
We're adults now.
No.
The cowboy character.
No. I was 15 years old again. Remember I said I was 15 years old?
Right.
You love Miss Yvonne.
Oh. Damn right I did.
Let's just say you took Conky into the corner.
I punished Conky.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I did. Always in trouble. Right, Roro?
Pass.
Hey, penny cartoons. It's time for a penny
cartoon.
Claymation.
Did you know that first series was the first season of that show was done in like a warehouse in New York City with no AC? True story.
Why would anybody know that?
It was on a documentary on it.
This studio does on Friday mornings. Then is that what you're saying?
Right.
Ryan Segalot, thank you for bringing you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show, and my friend Chris Lindahl and with Remax Results. But we have breaking news as we head towards the end of the show with AJ Mansour.
That's right. Just announced, NFL has named Sam Bradford the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. After his 27 of 32 passing for 346 and three touchdowns.
A Holt, right?
Nope, it's the truth.
Right, and I'm Cindy Lauper.
No, you are not.
Mark Parrish, you're the best. We'll see you on Friday.
Guys.
Somebody has to slow down AJ. He's won five of six. Can you do something about it on Friday?
It would have been nice if Jason would have chipped in a little bit for us, helping toss an eye out.
My gosh.
He's blaming Jason, though.
Yep.
Mark, we'll see you tomorrow.
Look forward to it.
South Park tonight, 9 o'clock.
Can't wait.
Power Trip back tomorrow, 5:30 until 9. See you then, everybody.